This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Everything they wanted it to look like. Couple bad bitches with a skin tight. Bands in my pocket like a book file. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm everything they wanted me to think like. Tell them sip slow, never think twice. Cause shit go left when you live right. I'm like, white. Say yes if you notice the flowetry. It's okay to miss me, I've been here a minute, but I just came back with the poetry. Some brain and diplomacy. Need less fuck, some space and some loyalty. Love all, trust few, do wrong to none. You know the policy, tell them to leave and they love me. These blogs get way too comfy. Hit the word count, but do the words count? Man, my words mean more to the public. Never sugarcoated, never sugarcoated. And I free time like Peter Voted. Pick apart the scene like culture vultures. One eye back, can I hold your focus? Bet they love die. When I give them what I do, they don't want to die. Want another dark brother with some light raps. Tell me when your mind's at. I can show you where to find that. Where the G's move keys onto miners. And PR turns thieves into martyrs. And the system made a home for our fathers. I'm like, yeah, man. Everything they wanted it to look like. Couple bad bitches with a skin tight. Bands in my pocket like a book file. I'm like, oh, yeah, man. Everything they wanted me to think like. Tell them sip slow, never think twice. Cause shit go left when you live right. I'm like, damn, man. Everything they wanted it to look like. Couple bad bitches with a skin tight. Bands in my pocket like a book file. I'm like, oh, damn, man. Everything they wanted me to think like. Tell them sip slow, never think twice. Cause shit go left when you live right. I'm like, inner peace feel like a passion project. Synonyms like a hypocrite's cadence. Judge a lady on a handshake and a man on whether I can see the synonym fables. Made a blind man feel like he could see again just to look at all the bullshit they're feeding him. I've touched elbows with the reaper skin, so I fear no man, even preacher sin. It's like everyone forgot where they came from and the ends don't feel like home. Luxury flats, niche little stores to go and buy crap, and the rent goes up till we move out the flats. The land that we stand on, the codes that we stood for. Conditioned you to think that postcode wards is all that you're good for. Think twice, wait, think twice, wait. Thousands of visions like safe. Skip to the loose or double in a cue neck. Never say never to the taste of the knife. For the remedy, the punch made me stucky in a rave. I can never cheat on my bar, but the only other place that the real never fades. Dress like homegrown, smell like homegrown. I'ma stay homegrown till I find peace in the grave. Wait, bet they love that. When I give them what I do, they don't want that. Want another dark brother with some light raps. Tell me where your mind's at. I can show you where to find that. Where the G's move keys onto miners. And PR turns thieves into martyrs. And the system made a home for our fathers. I'm like, yeah, man. Everything they wanted it to look like. Couple bad bitches with a skin tight. Bands in my pocket like a book file. I'm like, oh, yeah, man. Everything they wanted me to think like. Tell them sip slow, never think twice. Cause shit go left when you live right. I'm like,
see the video, cool Charlie, we need the next visual on the live. Cool Charlie, we need the next visual on the live. Skeptic.
Where I come from, the challenges are quite different. There are no drug dealers, pimps, a few thieves, models.
It is FUBAR Radio. It is the Michael Payne Show, of course, seeing as it's now 4 minutes past four on a Wednesday afternoon. I am joined by a very, very special guest co-host. I usually kind of leave it and tease it for a bit as to who the guest co-host is, but I thought I would bring her in straight away pretty much. It's fucking Roxanne.
Hey,
it's only fucking
hello,
Roxanne.
Everyone. It's only fucking me. Hello, everyone.
Oh, my God. It's so good to see you and to have you here.
honestly, it's so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. I owe it all to my regular guest. I'm sorry, my regular co-host, Natalie, aka Sarah DeBunda.
Yes. So you want to ask me how many in the line of numbers of how many co-hosts we've had before? Because you do ask me this every week.
I'm going to hazard a guess. Take an educated guess, seeing as I was here for pretty much all of them.
Yeah, but
in fact, all of them.
Okay.
I'm going to say you're my seventh guest co-host.
Incorrect. Ooh. She's the eighth. So can you remember the other there?
Okay,
the
I'm going to try. Louis III's one.
Correct. Number one.
Marcel Somerville.
He was
one.
Number three.
Okay, who was between them? It would have been Franco Frase.
Six figure. Was two.
Okay, so I said four now.
Okay, Franco was number five.
Yeah.
Before Franco, it was...
It was Not the Manor. It was Laughter.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Then it was Franco Frase.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it was The Manor.
Yeah.
Then it was... Shiesty.
Yes, and then today...
Now it's me,
lucky number eight.
Excellent.
I also did the answer because you've asked me every week and this week I've actually made a list.
I was going to say, don't look down.
It's been a very diverse list of guest co-hosts,
yeah.
I must say, Nat. So kudos to you,
Thank you.
You know, it has to be said, you deserve all the credit for picking the guest co-host. Obviously, I'm lucky enough to know all of them.
Yeah.
But you do definitely bring the prospect of their co-hosting to my attention.
It's also been said behind every man, radio presenter male, there is a great female producer.
Absolutely.
That's a catchy phrase, isn't it? That's
women,
catchy...
we just vajazzle things.
Yeah.
I call it the vajazzle.
Well,
yeah, absolutely. That saying,
thank you.
I'm sure that saying came from radio.
It did
you know?
Come from radio. Well, I'm very happy, Roxanne. You have been on before on Harriet Rose's show.
Yeah, I have.
But didn't... quite make it into the studio. Do you remember?
No, yeah, for the Cherry V.
Cherry V was co-hosting. Mm-hmm. And like
so
we have guests, like we do have guests, let's face it, sometimes that cancel kind of, you know, like on the day, last minute sort of thing, and you know, and there's a lot of different excuses. Mm-hmm. But your one was so kind of ridiculous that it had to be true.
No, literally, I actually sent videos like, guys, look, basically I got locked in my house.
In.
I don't know how, in. So I had gone home that night and when the door locked behind me, it kind of catched. And you know, you need to put the key in on the other side.
Yeah.
No one can get in because I've got to buzz you in and blah, blah, blah. I had to literally wait for a locksmith for about 7 hours.
Yeah.
And what do you live on a high floor too high to climb out the window?
I live at the top floor of an old house.
Jesus.
You know them old houses in Hackney, which is typically my luck.
Yeah,
But the show wasn't lost because you called me. Thank God
exactly.
For FUBAR.
Your phone was working. It's good. I also like the commitment that you have, Michael Payne, that you would climb out of a window to get here.
Yeah, I've climbed out of a window for less important reasons. So
just ran out of milk.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Just couldn't be bothered to use the door.
Basically,
The front door didn't lead to my bedroom, so I thought it's quicker to just climb straight out onto the street, you know?
Sometimes you're just tired, you can't be bothered to go through the hallway.
Absolutely. I'd never do it again, though. One time climbing out of my window when I used to live with my parents, I got grounded as a child, obviously, not a man. That'd be weird. Got grounded as a teenager and climbed out of my window, and then a burglar climbed in and robbed my house while the rest of my family were in my house.
Oh my God, that's really... I thought you were going to say, like, I was halfway out and my mum opened the door and saw me.
I thought I'd lower the tone a bit further than that. Tell you that this guy was literally cruising around my house stealing shit while my sisters were asleep and my dad was up reading.
Oh my God, that's actually really scary.
Yeah.
Proper mad,
yeah.
I am surprised you're still not grounded for that one.
You know what I mean? That's why I don't live with my parents anymore.
They're still like, why are you out? Why have I seen you out on your Instagram? You're grounded.
Don't come back. I had to get my own abode. We've got a very, very, very packed and good show.
Mm.
Lined up for you today, listeners. We've got Frisco coming in to speak to us about Back to the Lab Volume 5.
Jeez.
And just what he's been up to. He's having an incredible couple of years so far, both as a solo artist and a member of the Boy Better Know crew, the legendary Boy Better Know crew, award-winning Boy Better Know crew.
Big up, Boy Better Know crew.
Honestly, massive big ups to them. So I can't wait to speak to him. But also... it's a madness. We're going to be speaking to CeCe Peniston.
Finally, we're speaking to
Finally,
CeCe.
It is happening to me right in front of my face. I'm feeling it.
Oh, my God.
I'm shaking my titties right now. You know what I mean? It's such a tune.
It's such a big tune. And I'm, you know, I would probably play it every week if I could, but I've got a reason to play it this week.
Why don't we?
We should just play it every week.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
She's still getting bucked with that song, imagine.
She must.
All you need is one track.
All There you go.
And she's got a career forever.
Yeah.
Well, she's coming over to do a gig, which is why we're speaking to her. So I feel like I'd like to see that live.
I feel like I'd like to
get involved. We should hint her.
We can definitely get
100%.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd like to be a guest performer in that gig.
Oh, I was going to say, too. Does she need support next? And where's her after party?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Cece.
I'll be a support act and just play that song as well. I know it'll be a massive piss take. The support act should never ever play their headliner songs. Yeah, I'll do a remix. Yeah. I'll do it backwards.
Like a trap version.
If I have to.
Yeah.
I would like to hear that. Backwards.
Yeah. Chris Martin could probably do it. He's good at learning songs backwards.
Yeah. Well, we'll ask her. We'll ask her if you can. We'll see how she feels about that, for you being the support. Maybe both of you being the support.
Literally, she might want a rap version.
Honestly.
Anyway, she will want a rap version.
I'm so happy. I'm so fucking happy. So that's happening. And we've got the regular weird stories from around the world, plus a game.
Couple of games.
One.
I'm a bit nervous. Everyone keeps saying games and looking at me like, what kind of game is it?
Yo, we're a very competitive bunch on FUBAR.
Ooh, okay.
We take part in a pub quiz, of which we are champions at the moment.
Two in a row.
Yeah, but is it like real pub quizzes? Like
real as
fuck. I'm dead. Yeah. You don't
real
want me on
fuck.
Your team, I'm dead.
No, we do. If you're down for it.
Okay, like, yeah, I'll have a go. Yeah, I'm a team player. At the end of the day,
exactly. That's what we are. We're team players.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one is a know-it-all. No one. Everyone's got their kind of forte.
Mm-hmm.
We are champions at the moment.
What's your specialist, would you say? If you're going on Mastermind, what would your specialist subject be?
Different types of bud.
There is a round for that. There's a weed round.
I love that. Yeah, that's me then.
Bud, yeah?
Yeah, bud. Yeah, yeah. So like
I thought
flavors.
You said bread.
Yeah, that
I was like, there's a bread round.
No, there's a bread round, crispy.
How do you know much about bread?
No, okay, I know there's flat, brown, thick, Hovis, 50-50, mixed race bread now, 50-50. I love it. You know what I mean? They're catering for all
nationalities. Don't forget granary.
Granary's
for
your grand.
Yeah.
Well, you've got that round, so that's two rounds, the bud and bread.
Mm. Yeah. Absolutely. Come down. You're cordially invited.
Yeah, that's me.
Quizzy Rascal is our name of our team.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it.
Named by Will, one of our producers.
Outtight Will.
Angtight Will. Let's get into a song, shall we? And when we come back, we'll be talking about the mum that changed her son's name after after discovering a tattoo artist misspelt it.
Your new chick, low maintenance. Yeah, you can't handle it, and I don't have the patience. Your stroke was weak, nigga. Pacing in the pussy. Don't be playing with the pussy. They waiting for jungle pussy. I was playing with myself, praying for vacation on the top shelf. Praying no Caucasian. Rather rise above than a laid back complacent. You think you up next, but bitch, I'm adjacent. That turn on me, that's a fact. And I faced it. Pregnant with success, friends don't want you to make it. Steady searching for the truth, I don't gotta chase it. I wish we never met, but I cannot erase it. Laying in a hammock, live with my Haitians. Keep it Caribbean when you kick it with my crew. Keep your blood clot mouth quiet, I do not fuck with you. Keep the team on my hip and we stickier than glue. My birthday Halloween, so I'm freakier than you. Eating jerk chicken while I'm finessing in the booth. We play the same sport, I don't smell like you. Getting the same cheese, I don't melt like you. You cute and all, but the combo's whack. What's good with that? Ain't cool with that. No, I can't relax. No, I can't relapse. Let me bounce back. Where my soldiers at? With they shoulders back. What you looking at? No cook crack with that black girl magic. I'm smoking Spike Lee joints, she just gotta have it. Everybody wanna be black, it's so tragic. Every time I wear clothes, I'm stopping traffic. Everybody here knows I am the baddest. Don't worry where my hair grow, pussy the fattest. My nookie, my ass tits, I'm never average. Out the fucking window, your career in a casket. I'm a hard pill to swallow. Fried chicken got my eyes low. These bitches so greasy, that's why I don't never follow. Style fucking dated like I'm staring at a dino. Soaring like a spaceship, I'm just faded off the fronto.
That was State of the Union by the very family friendly Jungle Pussy. But then that could just mean a cat that dwells in the jungle.
Right.
Sure.
She could just be a lion.
Could just be a lion. Or no, because this is a popular misconception due to Hollywood. You know, we talk about this a lot. We talk about sometimes we think of a cultural kind of facts almost. Well, not even cultural, just facts that aren't actually facts. So people say the lion is the king of the jungle when lions don't even live in the jungle.
Right.
Is that true?
There are no lions in the jungle.
Who said that then? Do you know what?
I don't know where that came from. That came from Hollywood. It must have come from Hollywood.
Do you know lions is one of the only gay animals? Do you know lions, like the men sleep with the men? I didn't know that.
I never knew this.
Yeah. It's a gay animal.
I knew dolphins could be gay.
Yeah, but it's in the jungle.
Yeah.
Even though hashtag jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lions are the only... wherever they are, they're gay.
Well, I feel like that fact, I just thought it was a fact, but I feel like it's something, you know, as long as you say something with confidence, people believe it. The lion's the king of the jungle, you have no reason to go, well, that's nonsense.
Yeah. Or to research it. Is the lion the king of the jungle? Siri.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jungle Pussy, Roxanne, we're just talking about, you're a fan of hers, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Jungle Pussy. Yeah.
And then we're also having a chat about Cupcake.
Yeah, see, I've only seen a freestyle from Cupcake. I really loved it. But again, what we were just saying is, for me, it only goes so far. You know this, I appreciate everyone's talent and people's flow and rhythm and how they put words together and even what they're saying. But for me, it kind of stops somewhere because she doesn't really represent me. I'm kind of like a tump. No one in the industry, this is why I'm really excited to be back in the industry, evolved a bit, understand me. There's no one that represents me and girls like me. Mm. For instance, the closest I would say is like a younger May. But then even still, she's... very man them. She don't wear makeup. She don't wear, although like in, I guess, gay world or whatever, I'd be kind of classed as a stud, which is more the masculine role. I'm still very feminine. I still get my nails done. I still get a vajazzle. I don't really, but do makeup and stuff like that. Yeah. So with Cupcake, there's only so, I really love her stuff, but it's not that relatable to me.
Because she is very sexual and does get her, I watched a clip the other day, she comes on stage, she gets her boob out, she just takes her boob out immediately and puts it away.
Would you say that you are sort of somewhere in between Cupcake and a young MA?
Yeah, so for instance, what they say in, I don't know if you know these terms, so you've got a femme, then you've got a stud.
Yeah, educate me, please.
Yeah, yeah, so you've got femme, which are the feminine girls.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you've got stud, which is the younger maids.
Yeah.
And what I'm supposed to be, even though I hate labels, I'm a stem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm in the middle. I'm like the tomboy, but I still am very feminine or kind of thing, they say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would never get my tits out, but I would love... My thing, I really want to be a rock star.
Yes.
So once I get my belly how I want it, I'm just going to come out with like boob tubes and
but not jeans. not revealing ultra sexually,
but almost like what Travis Scott would wear, but have like a band covering my tits,
revealing more because of physique,
more muscle, more strong, more Tomboys United, kind of thing. Different type of sexy, because I feel like society makes you feel like if you're not very feminine. This was another battle that I was kind of, while I've been away from music, just dealing with and understanding my own kind of sexy and feeling myself, where society makes you feel like if you're not very feminine, then you're not sexy.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the case.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Once I owned it,
I have grown up, you know, obviously as a heterosexual male, feeling that the women that I find the sexiest are always the most confident. I'm not saying that all confident women I find sexy, but the women that I do find sexiest, whether it's like in the public eye or just anyone I've ever met in my life, they will always be confident and own whatever
they... Can I ask you a question? Honestly, do you... because me and my friends have this chat all the time. How do you feel about girls that maybe don't wear skirts and heels? Like, would you date a girl that's in, even though she was confident in baggy jeans and Vans? Not stupidly baggy that she looks like you, but you're not that.
100%.
Yeah, you're not that silly or insecure.
Yeah, yeah. The kind of lines, the lines between femininity and masculinity for me when it comes to women, I don't know. I like to think that they're a bit more blurred than normal. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like younger May might be a bit too masculine for you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
She wouldn't necessarily be my type, but say Aaliyah. Very rarely Aaliyah dresses and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah,
usually
yeah.
very baggy trousers and, you know, sort of tight tops.
But still, but sexy.
Exactly. Yeah. You know?
That's a wicked... I'm going to start using that now, Aaliyah.
Yeah, I don't think that I know... well, I can't try to think any females that I know, certainly that work here or I'm friends with, that do wear high heels. I don't think I know anyone that wear kind of stilettos.
You know what it is? I think
what, on a daily basis?
Just like, not necessarily just for going out, just out to work or even going out. When I think I go out, yeah. I don't think I see...
I think it's the industry then. And you know, right. like all my peers and people put me up against, like Steph London, sexy as hell. I'm not dissing her at all. Miss Banks and even Lady Leisha, they're all very sexy and get their skin out, you know? So that's, I guess, that's who I'm comparing to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, whilst we were talking about reveal, this is a different kind of reveal, not skin revealing, but we were talking before the show with a reveal, something to reveal to Michael Payne that you're like, I've never told
God.
Him this
yeah,
before.
This is hilarious.
But...
Sorry, Michael, put you
no,
on the spot.
No, not at all.
No, I was saying, when I first moved to London, you didn't know this, when I came into the bike shop and stuff,
yes.
I really had a big crush on you. Yeah. Sorry, amazing. Everyone hutting him up. Everyone's just saying out here, yes, they all.
That's actually really flattering.
Hilarious. No, I really did, because I was explaining again, I'm from Birmingham, and at that time, it was like, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And in Birmingham, especially black guys and the ones that I were around were all quite hood. So, you know, they wouldn't boot cuts and Air Maxes that covered the Air Max.
Yeah.
So when I came to London and you were very swaggy or skinny jeans, I never saw a black guy in skinny jeans
right.
and vans.
Did you have skinny jeans?
No, not stupidly skinny though.
Yeah, not like sort of calf muscles all
yeah,
over the
not
place,
like the ones
jeans.
Jay-Z raps about. Yeah, not them ones, but
yeah, they were
straight legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight legs. Yeah, in Birmingham, it was more like boot cuts.
Yeah, I was anti boot cut before roll safe. You know
yeah,
the ones.
Yeah.
You get me?
So it was just, and I really appreciated swag as well.
Yeah,
you were a very stylish, swaggy person.
I was still trying to find it a bit.
Yeah.
I was just kind of, you know, when you first get your swag or you think you've got, you just wear bare colours.
Yeah.
And the big, thick bouts and the hats. Yeah.
You don't like boot cuts. I was watching something on Netflix the other night and I thought, because it made me laugh because of you, because they were like, how do I describe this man? He looks like he wears boot cuts. And that was like the insult for it, because they do make you a little bit annoyed.
Uneasy.
Don't they?
Yeah, annoyed, yeah. All of the kind of negative emotions I feel when I see people in boot cuts.
I feel a boot cut. I've seen a boot cut with a stiletto and that makes me uneasy.
Yeah.
That makes me uneasy.
Unless it's happening in like Tennessee or somewhere like that. That's the only place I want to see boot cuts, you know?
Yeah.
Southern states of America.
With a cowboy boot.
Where they actually need them for the cowboy
boots.
Yeah, that's
true. The boot cut.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
roll faith.
Roll faith. It's mad. All I see is boot cuts. So you got a new single out coming out on well, no, it's already out.
No,
it?
Yeah,
it's came out.
Yeah,
it's been
out
for nearly a month now.
Yeah, crazy. It's come out again, just warming up. I've got a project coming next month called For Her.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just getting back in.
Yeah,
getting back in with the peers before I go really left.
Mm.
So yeah, this is Why July. And see, without dissing anyone, I'd like to think of myself as a real artist. And watching music, there's so many like people who don't drive, but they're in the video with a Bentley and the windows open and they're, you know what I mean? So this is kind of my version. Girls on Instagram that say they're models, but if Instagram went down.
Yeah, no career.
No career.
Yeah.
Not dissing them, but come on, man.
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And from the title, do I gather that you're very much embracing your sort of, not only sexuality, but womanhood as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, literally, yeah. So for her, it's literally for every type of her.
Yeah.
So I've got a song called Masculine, where they say I'm too masculine. I don't look like a girl when my plaits are in. It's a stone cold world, big back sitting. Everybody want to match with Kim. To things like coffee, where
Bars.
I'm saying, yeah, I'll cook you coffee in the morning, girl. Things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that people are, especially with the Janelle Monáe vibe, are more open to it over here. I think people are ready for like someone that's gay and honest.
Yes.
So yeah, nervous now. Yeah. So it's for every type of her.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I was gonna say don't be nervous, but I think everyone a little bit of nerves is I think
it's
is good.
Good. Yeah.
A little bit of nerves.
I'm
is
hoping.
Good,
yeah.
You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're a very talented artist, and
thank
and
you.
It's not only, you know, you that should be glad that you're back. The industry as a whole, the scene as a whole, should be glad that you're back, because you're right. It's a good time as well, you know.
Yeah, and I feel like that. It's kind of hard because being from Birmingham, no one really does me favors.
Right.
So you know, like, I can't really call someone and be like, "Get me in the lab, do this."
Right.
So it's been quite hard, just kind of, I guess, getting back up, starting again from scratch, but. good people, good team.
Yeah.
Spirituality, crystals, the universe.
Yeah.
My mom prays for me every day.
Good.
Yeah.
What are you feeling about the Birmingham scene at the moment? Because it's definitely burgeoning.
Yeah. Oh my God, I think it's definitely the second to London at the moment.
100%.
I'm so proud because back in the day, for me, everyone had to come to London. Me, Lady Leisha, C4, Malik, but now big up little boys, even Lady Leisha, they're putting it on the map and they're singing about Birmingham. I think now people are proud to be Birmingham, because back in the day when I first came to London, you say Birmingham, people are like,
one even knew the streets,
literally.
Like Mike Skinner was from Birmingham,
it was upset. Like people used to know Benefit Street, that was it. Birmingham, Benefit Street.
Of course,
that's all we had.
Yeah,
and Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders,
but then even that didn't exist at the time.
That's true. Yeah,
Peaky Blinders is relatively recent.
JK as well. Big up JK.
Yeah, of course.
Big fan of JK. Mm-hmm. Stay Fresh. We only had Stay Fresh, I think, and that's more Wolves.
Yeah, Invasion and Stay. Yeah, exactly. And Stay Fresh are Wolves, isn't they?
So I'm just proud. Yeah,
we had Macca.
Oh my God, Macca is dope.
A few weeks ago.
Triller, all of that little camp, that Stay Fresh camp, Triller, Mayhem, they're all coming up. The grime is really popping up in Bronx.
Big time.
They're really holding it up right now.
Big time. Mm. And a lot of boys are really holding it down for, like, you know, the Afro
Swing.
The wavy.
What's your take on the Afro Swing? Have you done any Afro Swingies?
I haven't. Having African heritage.
Real African.
Yeah, I can kind of... I do appreciate it. I do think it is becoming a bit saturated, though. And I'm not going to lie. Like, this isn't a kind of statement of disdain or anything. It's just an observation. Sometimes I can't tell who's who.
No, listen.
I'm not going to lie.
I agree. This is why this track that you're going to play of mine, why do you like? It's kind of an Afrobeat, just to kind of, not being rude, take the piss out of everyone. Like, this is what you all sound like. And unfortunately, just because it's going to get me on radio. So then, what, you know the ones? I get by my peers before I go off.
Yeah.
Thick or industry room. Don't quit your day job.
It's smart. It's very smart. Very strategic. I admire that. What's the sort of plan, release-wise, after the single? Yeah. What's next?
Yeah, okay, so this is just kind of me working with Futz. Big up Futz, the producer.
Yeah.
And then For Her, this isn't even going to be on the For Her EP. Then it's the For Her. My birthday is 16th of June.
Okay.
Same day as Tupac.
Yeah.
Gassed about that. So I think I'm going to drop it then. So if you love me or you want to buy me something, it's going to buy my thing.
Absolutely.
Buy my EP. That's perfect, how I'm going to do it.
Perfect birthday present.
Basically.
Mm.
And kind of begging it. Like, Mom, what are you on about? Just buy me this.
Yeah. And to anyone that's listening, mine's on May the 22nd next week, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it, a single or album you got coming?
I've got an album coming, but I'm not releasing it on my birthday.
Yeah, of course.
Too soon. I'll be in Barcelona as well.
What do you want people to buy then? Have you got some sort of...
Buy my last EP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go and buy it.
Don't buy my album, because that is still... The masters are still owned by my old label. I don't get that for another 2 years.
Yeah.
So buy my EP, because that money goes straight to me.
Okay. Do it. Well, should we listen to your track then, Roxanne?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us?
Yo. boom. This is Roxanne, produced and featuring Futz, Why Light, Everyone Lying, and all you Afrobeat mofos.
Yeah.
Why do you lie? You're wasting my time. I got things on my mind. Cause you lie. Get off my line. You're killing my vibe. You play with my mind. Cause you lie. Why you lying though? Who you lying for? Why you lying though? You lie. Why you lying?
Yo, God loves a trier, devil loves a liar. The hood loves no one except for the supplier. He loves to fuck and she loves a bias. Every day she posts pics on the gram looking fire, pure ratchet. Mix up and loves chat shit. Make man run round in circles and do backflips. She's the best at it. Face of a goddess, but the mind of a savage. But she's thinking about herself. Look, he's thinking about marriage. Horses and a carriage. Bet you anything she spends all of his cabbage. Rinses him dry and leaves all of the baggage. Look, she's doing no good. She's just causing him damage. I tell my bros, watch out for these hood rats. Disguised as good cats, hypnotize you with their big tits and good backs. She keeps her eyes on the prize, telling lies for your hood stacks.
Why do you lie? You're wasting my time. I got things on my mind. Cause you lie. Get out of my line. You're killing my vibe. You play with my mind. Cause you lie, you lie, you lie. Why you lying though? Who you lying for? Why you lying though? You lie, you lie, you lie. Why you lying though? Who you lying for? Why you lying though? You lie, you lie, you lie.
Yo, it's like fam. Said you was a rider, rider. Kicked off inside and you became an outsider, cider. Not a big man, you got shook like a spider. Mind fuck y'all just so you can get insider. Only bottle you buy when you're out is a cider. Nah, you don't back shit either. Chat shit provider. We don't want you in this ends or that ends either. Big man getting treated like a minor. Mutton dressed as lamb in all your designer. Fam, no weed in your grinder. Still you smoke weed, waste man full timer. You don't have a job or make pee, you're a skiver. I tell my girls, watch out for these fake G's. Look at our rolling in red bottoms, they don't make G's. So we swerve and escape these. Look at me and my ladies, now we don't rape these.
Why do you lie? You're wasting my time. I got things on my mind. Cause you lie, you lie, you lie. Get off my line. You're killing my vibe. You play with my mind. Cause you lie, you lie, you lie. Why you lying though? Who you lying for? Why you lying though? You lie, you lie, you lie. Why you lying though? Who you lying for? Why you lying though? You lie, you lie, you lie.
Why do you lie? Why do you lie? Why do you lie?
Why Lie by Roxanne, who joins me as my guest co-host today on today's show.
Yep.
It's 4:30. We're going to get into our first story, aren't we? But also, I just want to say, fuck cucumber.
No.
Natalie just tried to show me mini cucumbers.
Delicious.
Like I'd be impressed.
I was like, that's my snack. I was going to offer you it, but you all hate cucumbers.
Please, you've got
it,
water.
You?
You've got a bottle of water already. Why do you need cucumbers?
It's just a nice little snack.
It's just green water. Green, crunchy water. Is all cucumbers are. I was going to say snozcumbers because I'm a BFG. Do you remember the snozcumber?
Yeah.
You see, I'd rather eat a snozcumber
than
a cucumber.
All right, fine. It's a bit of an insult to cucumbers.
It is,
okay.
Especially if snozcumbers don't even exist. Let's get into this story. A mum changes her son's name after discovering a tattoo artist misspelt it. Misspelt it, sorry. There are too many T's in that sentence. 30-year-old Johanna Sandström from Sweden wanted to get a tattoo of her children's names, Nova and Kevin. Nova and Kevin. So Nova got the really nice name.
And Kevin.
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 Were you going to name your baby?
Sorry, your name's Kevin.
Kevin.
Baby Kevin.
Baby Kevin.
I don't see baby
Kevin. Like, you should have, like, Kevin and Ruth. Sound old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nova. But Nova is cool. You know, it means new. You know, and you could have a baby Nova, you know?
Yeah.
It does remind me of the old Vauxhalls, though.
Yeah, it does.
Vauxhall
really does,
Nova.
Yeah.
See, yeah, you know, it reminds me of, like, Frank Ocean, Novocaine.
Yeah, okay.
As well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
To make you feel like your mum used to get on it back in the day. So you got to be careful.
But Kevin, however, what does that remind you
Kevin.
Of?
Kevin.
Kevin.
We need to talk about that. However, the tattoo artist misspelt the name and actually wrote Nova and Kelvin. Okay, he did her a favour.
I agree. No, he did. He really did.
He did her a favour.
He did. That, what, sometimes the one extra letter ruins a name, but in this instance...
He took an L and won, you know? She said, "My heart stopped and I thought I was going to faint. Johanna was given a full refund and details of a removal clinic. However, in the meantime, while waiting during the long process of removal, she started to come round to the name Kelvin, and decided to rename her son rather than get it removed. She has since had a daughter, Freya, and says she'll be double-checking the spelling when she gets it added."
So, okay, that's a... I feel... If you had a... You've got tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a tattoo, either of you, misspelt...
Yeah.
What would you do?
There is no way it would happen to me, because this is the process
Same.
Of getting a tattoo. Yeah.
Please talk the things.
You show the tattooist what you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The tattoo artist then makes a tracing of said, you know, image or whatever, okay, and shows it to you. I can spell.
Not in Sweden, apparently. Different rules there. Unless he was like saying like subliminally like call, but he really call him Kelvin. Like I'm seeing Kevin, but I'm saying
trust
call him,
me,
call him Kelvin.
This should be his
this
name.
This could be the honest tattoo artist that goes in there and instead of just like what you thinking, you're like, you don't want to have that. You don't want to have that on your.
It's true. He inspires you by. Yeah, he edits your life by editing a tattoo.
Whilst hypnotizing you at the same time while looking at you, so you're like, yeah, I do actually want that. Yeah.
It's basically Inception.
Basically,
it's tattoo Inception.
Do you remember that story about a girl or the other way around, a guy cheated on his girlfriend or the girl cheated on the guy, and I cheat on you, you're my boyfriend, you're a tattooist, you're supposed to give me a tattoo, but he accidentally tattooed it. Well, he didn't accidentally, he tattooed a shit on her back and wrote, I'm a piece of shit.
Oh my god,
because she cheated on him, but he played it smooth. Didn't you hear about that story?
No.
There's a lady, hopefully she got it removed, but that's walking around with a piece of shit on her back. Big like flies on it and everything. You can Google it. Yeah, that to me is the worst.
So she didn't know that he found out that he cheated as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was going to say, how do you... He's literally stabbing you in the back.
He is a G. Literally. But he is such a G to hold that down. I wouldn't be able to keep it quiet as a tattooist.
Mad team.
Imagine her reaction. First of all, she's going confused. She's like, what is that? Is that shit on my back? And like, why? And then she's like, and then figuring out he must know.
What did she ask for originally?
I think it was supposed to be like a big Tinkerbell piece. And he done the whole, you can't see it until the end.
Oh
look,
my god, yeah.
Because it's on the screen now.
Look how big it is. It's her whole back. Like, that is not even funny. And she's a woman. Obviously, it wouldn't make sense as a guy as well, but she's a woman.
Are they butterflies? No, they wouldn't be. It'd be flies.
No, it's flies.
Because
like,
I was like, that's a nice touch. That's quite a nice
thing.
Yeah, it tells a story, doesn't it? Someone shat in a butterfly enclosure.
She wanted a scene apparently from Narnia, which is her favourite film.
That could have happened in Narnia.
It's true. Butterflies on poo.
Like, anything can happen in Narnia. It's run by a lion, for fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean?
Wow, that's her whole back.
Literally, isn't it? It's so sad for her life.
Mad ting dat.
I take it he didn't forgive her then. They're not like if they're married now or something.
What do you mean?
Maybe
she
that's his process.
She's
maybe
suing.
He did forgive her.
She's suing for 100k.
Fair
She's
play.
Suing him, right? Okay. Yes.
No, but he's a tattooist. It's unprofessional.
Yeah, it's
true,
very
isn't
unprofessional.
It? You certainly wouldn't want to go there and like get him in a bad mood or something.
Yeah.
Although that's quite specific that she cheated. But yeah, there's perhaps other ways. Maybe it would have been better if he'd done it in a henna tattoo that she could have just rubbed off. She could have got the point and then.
But we don't know how deep the cheating was. Was it his best friend? Was it his dad?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Was it his dog? We don't know what she'd done.
But she did nothing that he could either prove or. You know, get any damages for in a court of law.
Literally.
He's done something so fucked up, something indelible.
So bad,
like, scarred her for life, literally.
She signed a waiver, apparently, not to get the 100K.
Crazy.
Okay. Oh, to let him do any... What? Well, first, apparently she signed a waiver to let him do anything.
So she's never going to get that 100K?
What? Yeah. Oh, he's smart, guys. This guy is a tattooist. I was about
but
to
then
say.
Maybe he sort of... got that signature under false pretenses.
No, I think he would have went, babe, just to protect myself because we're probably doing it at home.
Yeah.
Liable. Right. Can you just sign this just for my record? There's so many ways you can speech it. Your girlfriend.
Yeah,
remember, she doesn't know that he knows.
Yeah, but I would be suspicious.
Oh, right, in brackets. Well, who was drunk then? Was he drunk or was she drunk?
No, she signed it. She's drunk, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. But would you not be a bit suspicious? Even if you were tattooing me and you went, can you just sign a waiver? I'd be like, oh, well, no, because what are you going to do? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I trust you enough to not do that.
If my partner made me sign something, then I'd be a little bit.
But we don't know how
weirder.
It was done. We don't know how. I don't know. Partners can get a lot. Like, yeah. I'm not going to start telling my stories. But partners. Yeah,
Sinus.
Men. No offense. Men are very sneaky when they're emotional.
Yeah, absolutely.
No offense. I didn't mean to look at you. The only man here. But like, how emotional must he have been to do that?
Yeah, it's true.
Wow. And as she was cheating, I definitely would be doubly suspicious if I am cheating on somebody and then they get me to sign a waiver. I'm going to be like, oh no, something's not right. It's like if you were cheating and then your partner goes, hey, I thought we'd have a nice day out. We'll go and see the Jeremy Kyle show. You'd be like, no.
I love that.
I'm not falling for this because I know I'm going to be not in the audience. I'm going to be on stage.
That was such a plot twist.
That
I didn't expect you
did
to
I.
say the Jeremy Kyle show.
You wouldn't fall for that, would you? You know when they always look surprised when they come out? I'm like, you idiot. Why do you think you've come to the show?
Like, it's more for you. I agree. I would never do it. Okay, what would you want to go on more? Ricky Lake Jerry Springer or Joey McHale? You've got to go on one.
Springer.
I'd not want to go on Springer because
Springer, you fight.
Because
Springer.
I might end up on the same show as like a Klansman.
Same. Or you might get hit. I'd do Ricky Lake.
Yeah, I think I'd take my chances on Ricky Lake.
Okay.
Or Trisha. Remember Trisha?
She's still in America now. She does a chat show.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah. Trisha, Trisha.
Does she still have every problem that her guests have? She can relate to everything.
Didn't, yeah.
That woman can relate to anything.
That makes like, her a literally. Good chat show host, I suppose, isn't
fucking
it?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, there's a bit. Although you could be on the other hand, like, maybe you need to be on a chat show and someone needs to talk to you about all of these problems.
Honestly. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Springer, yeah, I wouldn't want to be, do you mean on stage or in the audience? Because I'd be in the audience for Springer, but not on
I'd
stage.
I'd definitely be in the audience for Springer.
Because there would be a punch up, then the security guard comes
Steve,
on.
Steve!
Yeah. I like Jerry as well. He, you know, when he has the glasses on, off when he's talking, top of his head on, and his final thoughts always good too.
Yeah.
I love a bit.
Jerry Springer was a don. He was like an uncle to me growing up.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He was like a bit like an uncle to
me. He was
me.
Very calm, wasn't he?
Mm.
Like very calm, even fighting Steve.
Steve
got famous. Remember that?
Yeah, Steve got massively
Steve
famous.
He got his own show actually.
I think
Steve.
He did. Yeah,
he did.
Outside Steve,
man, like Steve.
Who
there?
Else was it? There was Sally, Jesse, Raphael, and Geraldo. I remember
Montel Williams.
Oh yeah, Montel. Yeah,
I remember Murray.
No, Maury, yeah, Maury Povich.
Maury Povich.
He used to have weird things like triplets and quadruplets.
Yeah,
and
he was famous. He was famous for the paternity test, weren't
always
he? Before Jeremy Carl.
Yeah,
paternity test, and it's Jeremy Carl that does lie detector, innit?
Yes.
Yeah, he was very famous
they
for that.
They need to do like a hood one. Imagine problems from the hood. How funny would a hood like?
But there were a lot of hood stories on Maury.
Yeah, Maury is the worst. And Jeremy Kyle, because people could fight. Jeremy Kyle has just evolved to love and hip hop, I think. Don't you think? It's literally like the same stuff.
They say that that a lot of them are given sort of free reign of like a bar.
See, I knew it. I believe that.
What? Which one?
On Carl.
Yeah, I can believe that too.
Bit
I can't
Dutch
remember
courage.
Who was the chat show. I may not have been Carl. It was someone, but I like the fact the guest came on with a carrier bag, and I appreciate that onto the stage. So I was like. Yeah, okay. You should be on this show. It's a weird thing, like unless they were literally like, I come to the show, I've brought, because it is a long day with filming. You know, you're there for a few hours.
Yeah.
If you're in the audience, you might well want a couple of Stellas. I don't know, or something like that.
Yeah, TV
Fair
is very
play.
Misleading like that.
Yeah, yeah,
people
yeah.
do think that a half an hour show takes
right.
half an hour to
true.
Record.
It's a long day.
You might be there for 4 hours.
And is it the one that's in Norwich? Vanessa Feltz's show used to be the chat show.
Oh
in
my
Norwich.
Vanessa Feltz! She used to do my head in, but I couldn't. I still watched it.
Yeah. Didn't she marry the guy from Fats and Small?
She's still dating him, Ben. Ben, I can't remember his name, but yeah, she's still dating Ben from Fats and
Small. Yeah,
yeah. Because there was her, and then there was what's that guy called? Kilroy Silk. Kilroy.
Kilroy!
Fucking
hell! Kill! Don't give me a look at us showing our age. Kilroy!
No, no, but you know, he was one of the founders, I believe. I want to check that one. Of UKIP, I believe. I think
Kilroy
was
Kilroy.
Kilroy. It was just the silk on the end. It wasn't enough to have Kilroy. It was Kilroy Silk.
What a name.
He's
sounds
lying.
Like an R&B singer
He's
from
lying.
Like 93.
I don't believe it, isn't it? Kilroy Cotton or silk. Something. Why silk? Why not polyester or something? He's lying.
Polyester. Kilroy polyester. That'd be better. So, yeah, well,
that's
nice to have a reminiscence about chat shows.
It is, yeah.
Isn't it?
It really is. Mm. You've got an encyclopedic knowledge as well. Who'd have thought? I would have, to be fair, because you've got
true.
An encyclopedic knowledge about pretty
Fingers
much everything.
Fingers crossed for that on the pub quiz. Amongst the bread round and the chat show host. And we got this. I never know. One mentioned Oprah, by the way. But
we don't need to, though, do you? She's kind of synonymous with chat shows. Oprah and Ellen are the two queens of the ting.
Ellen, especially Pride, gay, LGBTQ and all that jazz now.
But they're the modern day queens of it. You don't need to mention them. You've got to kind of go back and reminisce.
Yeah, I agree.
I wonder what the first chat show was.
I reckon the first big one was
I remember Ricky Lake or Kilroy.
That's the first
Kilroy,
one I remember
Kilroy,
Ricky Lake
Kilroy.
Remember Ricky Lake used to have people come down the door. What was that? Makeovers and is your boyfriend gonna, does he want to be with you? If he's in the behind the door, he wants you. If he's not, you're single.
Yeah,
remember something? It was quite weird.
It's quite harsh,
she used to have some really fucked up twists.
Oh my days.
Oh Ricky, because I that's where I knew her from. But then she was, you know, an actress.
She was in Hairspray, wasn't she?
She was in Hairspray.
Oh my god, yes.
She did that. So, and then her career sort of moved to doing the chat show thing. She still does acting, I think. I don't fact, I don't think the chat show is still going, is it anymore, Ricky?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Probably still making money off it. You know, it's still, you know, there's like shows, it's being shown somewhere in like Taiwan right now. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. She's, 100%.
It's
I'm
just,
laughing.
It's just getting around the
I was
world.
In Turkey a week ago and there was stuff that was, oh yeah. It's probably in Turkey.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they think it's happening that day.
Yeah.
People are pulling out their massive mobile phones and they're like, right, it's kicking off in America right now. Because that's how they talk in Taiwan.
Sally Jesse Raphael, do you remember her? Because please find and put a picture on screen of her because she used to have the massive glasses, Sally Jesse.
I think I remember. She looked a bit like an Arnie, didn't she?
Well, she used to have
the blonde hair. Like an Arnie.
Oh,
well, I'm going to have a picture on screen.
What did you think?
I thought you said she looked like Panani. I was going to say, how are you going to do that to a woman? That's so rude.
She looked like a Panani.
I was like, whoa.
I think I've literally never heard you say that word ever.
I don't think I've said
it. It's not even physical. She looks like a Panani. Okay.
Well, I like the way you say it.
Let's get into a song then, and then we come back to replay our first game.
Yes.
I got her into it. She never liked rap. I got her into it. I got her into it. She never liked rap. I got her into it. She never liked rap. I got her into it. She never liked rap. Brother stuck in the past like Morse code. Burst through the hip hop scene like Omar Hart's like North Pole. LOL, what have I caused though? LOL, what have I caused though? I make a man spit for me, down on one knee with a ring for me. Cause once I pass on the mic and I'm like, here fam, what you really gonna bring for me? I make a chick spit to it, my bar's got a nice little ring to it. Never chat shit on the mic, so the girls they like, but I'm like, yeah, she's into it. I make a chick spit to it, my bar's got a nice little ring to it. Never chat shit on the mic, so the girls they like, but I'm like, yeah, she's into it. I got her into it, she never liked rap, I got her into it. I got her into it, she never liked rap, I got her into it. Stop, calm down, take a breather. Called it a tantrum when it was a seizure. Lay there, frothing out the mouth, epileptic. Had to do a madness, took off the checklist. Had to do a sit-up, go and take an exit. Knew I had to leave now, had to do a Brexit. Cancer, science of a mind, we just duck out. Getting bare hyped like a chick when she rock out. 5'4", I get raw. Got a bit bored of banging on doors. So I blew down the yard, man, I blew down the yard. Got a big heart, but when it gets sore, heads get parred, scarred. Like Shay, why you going on like that? Spitting some truth, going in so hard. I don't give a fuck, I'm shrill like that. I make a man spit for me, down on one knee with a ring for me. Cause once I pass on the mic and I'm like, here fam, what you really gonna bring for me? I make a chick spit to it, my bar's got a nice little ring to it. Never chat shit on the mic, so the girls they like, but I'm like, yeah, she's into it. How's their little kids murked every day? Innocent youths shot dead in these war zones. Then I see heads shot cracked to the ends just to put brand names in their wardrobe. Bare vex imbalance in my hormones, bare stress grinding my jawbones. Spit bars that punch through your torso. Do you wanna come for my name again? Thought so. Bare big man just hating, stop it. Bars on the barrel to the temple popping. Double FS should have saw that coming. Calm as a bitch when it comes back knocking. Left left body blow straight to the belly. Man red chuck, legs like jelly. Watch these, chat shit on telly. Thinking it's fake till the sky's all Shelly. I make a man spit for me, down on one knee with a ring for me. Cause once I pass on the mic and I'm like, here fam, what you really gonna bring for me? I make a chick spit to it, my bar's got a nice little ring to it. Never chat shit on the mic, so the girls they like, but I'm like, yeah, she's into it. I make a man spit for me, down on one knee with a ring for me. Cause once I pass on the mic and I'm like, here fam, what you really gonna bring for me? I make a chick spit to it, my bar's got a nice little ring to it. Never chat shit on the mic, so the girls they like, but I'm like, yeah, she's into it. I can flip back to the old school rap, know you like it like that, that's 30. Never been whack, I got more of that. Man's all shocked, eyes getting all blurry. You lot basic, kinda like QWERTY. Let's just face it, never been worthy. Persian chick with a hair that's curly. I'm a good girl, but spit so dirty. I hold it down, never been thirsty. Spread a little hug, I'm far from flirty. Heard me on a boom back vibe on a rap ting. Heard me on a house tune, now they all acting. Racting, that's rich, coming from a poor mind. I'm skinning my teeth, more grind. Everything I work for, all mine. If you wanna hate on me, that's your time. I got her into it, she never liked rap. I got her into it. I got her into it, she never liked rap. I got her
Finish
into
him.
It.
That's Shay D with Spit For Me, as opposed to Shady.
Yeah. Mm,
good,
yeah,
I love
it. The inflections on the D.
I inflected it wrong.
Yeah, because then people think it's Eminem.
But I can't say his name either, so that's fine. Yeah. I can't say Shady.
You're slightly obsessed with him.
Yeah, I obviously Shady.
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 I'm Shady.
Yes, Shady. Let's do a game. Now, yeah. Roxanne, what we like to do, and you said you're a bit nervous, but don't be, because what
no,
you need
it is,
to know
I'm just competitive. I don't like to lose.
Me neither.
The game is nonsense.
Okay.
You have to know that, first of all.
Love it.
But it is competitive. So you're playing against Michael Payne today. Now, it relates to your song, Boxing Ting.
Yeah.
Because I figured if you know about Boxing Ting, you're going to know about boxes.
boxes?
Specifically, Jack in the boxes.
Oh.
There are many more boxes to Roxanne and me.
What they're going to do? Well, first of all, let's listen to the jingle for Jack in the Box.
Jack in a Box ting with Michael Payne and Roxanne on FooBar Radio.
Okay, so that is a Jack in the Box. I've done is I've put five Jacks in a box. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a clip of them. You just need to let me know who the Jack is. I think they're all, I'm going to say, they are all, they could be a fictional
hold
Jack.
Hold on. He's got
Jack.
Paper and pens.
I just gave you one.
Sorry.
Trying to get more marks straight away.
I know,
away.
Already.
Okay. All right, well, let's listen to, write it down rather than say it, okay? I have got clues if you don't know. I can come back around and play them again.
So we're not shouting them out.
Do not shout them out, okay. Please. Thank you. Okay, yeah. Here is Jack in a Box number one.
Yo!
Are
okay.
You serious?
Mm-hmm.
No, come on.
Yo. She will give clues at one point.
I will give clues afterwards, but that's just... That's
but have a guess
Jack.
First.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? All right, here's Jack number two. It's quite long, Jack, so do you have any idea about that?
This is nonsense.
No, do you need... Okay, that is a Jack on that particular clip. Okay, here is Jack number three. Okay.
If anyone listening has got any idea, please Instagram me because I am. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm jacking.
That is a Jack. I'll come back. I can play more again. Don't worry. This is Jack number four.
Shit.
Okay. Now, they may also be, as well as Jacks, there could be, I'm telling you, they're not all male Jacks on the list, because, of course, Jack could be short for a Jackie, just putting that out there for someone.
True.
But equally, a Jackie could be a male as well as a female, and actually a Jack could be. So, just throwing that out there to complicate it more.
Guys, the only Jack I know is Jack and Jill. Like,
well, that's not on the list, I can tell you that Jack. Damn it, I missed that Jack. Okay, here is Jack number five.
Well, tell him he can kiss my ass.
Okay. Any thoughts? Well, put write it down. I shouldn't say. Okay, I'll come. And this is finally Jack number six.
I think I'm confident with that.
Okay,
one.
Roxanne, do you need any clues? Do you need any more clips?
Because I need a clue for every single one.
Do you need to hear any more clips?
Can't we have
clips
said
down?
A word like Beyonce in a box?
Okay, so this is
would have been a very short game.
This is Jack number one. Okay, I'm going to play the clip and then I'll give you a clue.
Yo!
Okay, I've got the clues here and I'm confused by them. I'm not going to lie. It's an endangered species, but I don't.
What?
No, I don't. I think we've gone cryptic.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, last week was supposed to be more cryptic because it was only around this week I needed more of a. Okay.
Is
it an endangered species? Okay.
What is it? A panda called Jack?
He's a fan of the D.
What?
Okay. Wait.
Yes. Oh. I'm saying he's in the D.
Yeah,
he's
I know
a part
what you're
of
about.
The D. Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. I'm not sure that he's also endangered, apparently, so let's treasure him. Okay. Number two is. I'm going to give a clue here.
Is he the opposite of number one?
Well, it's found on zebra, apparently.
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah.
These are fucking cryptic, isn't they?
Yeah, it's hard. He likes the colour red.
Yeah,
wears a lot of the colour red and white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Particularly like stripy red and white.
Mm. Once you do ring his doorbell.
Yeah. He's a fan if you do ring his doorbell. Mm. Often thinks he falls in love with girls.
Doesn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah.
Just doesn't know what to do with himself.
Like if there was an army.
I think you guys
why
have
am
just
I joining
been,
in? I was going to say,
I think you guys have just been working together so long that you can read each other's minds.
Put it this way.
No, I'm just.
Just know it. If he had an army, there'd be like seven nations of the army.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. So, say no more. Here's number three.
Okay. That's got to be this one.
For this one, he drives a lot during busy periods. Busy times of day. You know, like I think maybe three different times.
In that
particular...
Hey, Michael, he always gets
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
I might have to just take the loss. I'm just going to take the loss with this game.
I feel like you could... I would say if he's in a production of something, he will generally like to sing a song at the end.
Yeah?
Yeah? After he's finished
it's a cultural
fighting
thing.
People throughout the previous 90 minutes. I think you've got this one.
I think like. I might. I think I might have two, but...
Okay, cool. Here's number four. This guy's a bit of a clown.
Is this the answer?
Yeah.
She got something for that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the right one.
Okay. Here's number five.
Well, tell him he can kiss my ass.
Okay. her son is quite well known. Particularly, like, he likes to do a bit of boxing.
Her son. So we know it's a her.
So it is a her. And her son is pretty well known from a few things, but he is has portrayed a boxer in several different...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Got this. Here's the final one.
I love that.
Do you know that? Do you need a clue for that one?
Yes, please. I need a clue.
I need a clue. I thought it was someone who it can't be, because that was the answer for something else.
Keep your dark and stormies locked up.
Keep your dark and stormies locked up.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll have to walk a plank.
Ah, yeah, there we go.
Or fly like a bird.
Yeah. I knew there was something to do with
that. No, but I'm just going to pretend. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Don't do, was it Shiesty last week that kept going like, yeah, I got that one, after we knew that she hadn't. Yeah, cool.
Right now, I just think I've got 4 and 5.
Okay. I'm not a cheater. Well, what do you have for number one? Who do you have, Roxanne?
I don't. I just thought Jack the Ripper.
Do you know what? I wanted to do Jack the Ripper, but I felt like it would be a bit too, like, oh, yeah. I'm just going to have someone screaming. And I was like, no, that's probably a bit too...
My favourite thing is the fact that all the Jacks that Roxanne has mentioned, there could never be, like, recordings of them.
Literally, I know. Yeah. Chainsaws and stuff. Yeah.
No, it's not Jack the Ripper, sadly. Who do you have?
Jack Black.
Okay, that is a point for you there. Jeez. That was Jack Black. So, number two, do you have anyone for number
two?
Nope. Okay, so I know that you have obviously got...
The opposite, which is Jack White.
Jack White, correct.
Oh, nice.
Number three, the driver during busy periods. Who's that? Anyone?
Can I go?
No, guys. I
think I've got them all.
You do. Okay, I think you should just read them off and I'll tell you.
It's definitely Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan, yeah. Rush Hour. That's what he was driving.
Can you play that noise? Because I did not get that from there. Or is it gone? Is it too far?
No.
That's not from Rush Hour, is it?
That's what I was going to say. When I think Jackie Chan, I think, what is it?
Yeah. What's up, my nigga?
I love him. What's up, man? Don't touch our radio. Sorry, 21 Chinese. It's just Jackie Chan.
Well, also, he does sing on a lot of the soundtracks.
Yeah, he does.
Doesn't he? He likes a little sing song at the end. And there's always the outtakes as well. So, who was number four?
Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
I got one.
You got one. We got one.
Yeah. Okay. Who was number five, please? The female.
Okay, I'm lying. I just wrote Jacqueline.
Well, her name is Jacqueline. I think it must be short for Jackie Stallone.
That is correct.
Oh, so I got 1.5.
I'll give you a 0.5 there for that. Yeah. That's a 0.5. And then finally, the final Jack was...
The Dark and Stormy is a massive clue, right?
Yes,
massive clue. Because what does a Dark and Stormy consist of?
See, this is the thing.
I thought it was a cocktail.
It is a cocktail, so it consists of things, right? One of the main ingredient being rum.
Oh.
What group of criminals were famous for drinking rum?
Walking the plank was a family.
my granddad.
But also walking the plank.
Was he called Jack? Your granddad would be great if he was.
Maybe someone was. Yeah.
But also
the
plank.
The plank. If you make someone walk a plank, you are a pirate.
What's his name?
Go on.
If you say it now, I'll give you a point.
What's his name from Pirates?
Jack. Start with Jack. Is Jack someone? Yeah.
What's his name? He's Peter Pan guy, isn't he?
No, it's from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my God, Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
I'm like Peter Pan Jack.
And you got that. Guys, so that's still 2.5. 2.5 there for Roxanne. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I didn't need to count. You got all of them right. Well done, Michael.
Straight six, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have a competitive streak, but please do join us for the pub quiz after Roxanne.
Yeah, no. You want me on your team?
Well, let's go to a quick song and then we'll have, I believe, CC Peniston on the phone. We're really excited.
Finally!
Quiet.
Hey. Sunny afternoon, I was chatting to her. She didn't really care about the bigger things, cause the smaller things in life are what really matters to her. Took her number, couldn't wait to make it back to her. Baby girl, would you come on this cruise with me? You make me laugh every day, you're amusing me. I kinda know when I bump into a wifey. I gotta think about keeping her beside me. Strolling through the park, everything fresh. High street flexing, the cards are on deck. Label can't get at me cause I don't wanna check. And she's looking like the flyest girl I've ever met. Spending time with her standard. And of course I wanna show her off standard. We both working every day round the clock. She hit the spot and go and get herself pampered.
Sweat out you, certified, yeah, you, certified, I think I found my ride or die, certified, I yeah.
Baby been peng from day, baby been peng from morning. Call me go port to spin, call me get lean till morning. Ooh, pre that ain't no joke, yeah, yeah. Ooh, girl, but I know I'm sure, yeah, yeah.
She talking like she wanna be my lover. She talking about us living with each other. I'm chatting instead of running for cover. But I've seen it cause a headache to my brothers. New job alert, now the industry is calling. Communication is falling.
Talking, talking no more. Talking, talking no more. You are certified, yeah. You are certified. I think I found my ride, ride or die. Certified, yeah, you are certified. I think I found my ride or die. Certified, oh yeah.
We ain't really spoken in a couple weeks. I ain't even seen you do a couple tweets. Must be doing you, and I'm cool with that. Might give you a hello if you call me back. But I should keep it moving, I'm grown with it. I'm gonna wait until you call me and roll with it. You can tell me if your head is in a mess. We ain't gotta worry, girl, life is a test.
Oh, you are certified, yeah. You are certified.
Wiley featuring Shaka, certified on Fubar Radio, and we were just talking when the mics were down and the tunes were blaring that Shaka is like just an uber fucking talented guy, but also that Wiley has the voice of London. Oh. I think something we've established while that song was playing.
I'll even go and say the UK.
Yeah,
I know it's obviously he's got a London accent, but he says he's got the formula, but he just gets it so right.
Yeah.
This song is a perfect collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Shaka is amazing. He once described himself as a cross between Bob Marley and Coldplay. And obviously a lot of people kind of hate Coldplay. I'm not one of them. I love Coldplay.
I love Coldplay. Why do people hate Coldplay?
They say that they're boring, don't they? Or they say their tracks are weepy and stuff like that. And I think you listen to shit like The Scientist and Fix You. If you don't like those songs, you have no heart.
If you haven't cried to Fix You, when you've been on your lowest and thought you were going to kill yourself, you're not a human.
I think people are scared to say they like Coldplay just because they've cried at their songs. They don't want to think about it. You can't blink if you say you like Coldplay, because you start to think about the songs and start crying and shit.
Coldplay are English as well, right?
They are. Coldplay are an amazing band. We do have another amazing musician on the phone right now. The legendary Cece Peniston has joined us. How you doing, madam? You alright?
CC,
please be there.
CC.
I can hear something
CC
on the
there.
End of the line. Hello.
Okay. Try. I'm gonna hang up. We'll call her back. We'll keep.
We fought finally.
But you know what? You don't want to. Thing is, you've got to lead up to finally.
This is the thing.
So don't go. I mean, I can hear her there, but maybe she was just taking a moment to ponder Coldplay.
Maybe
that
actually.
Was like,
she's on the phone to Coldplay. Yeah, you know what I mean? She's such a G in the game.
Chris, they're talking about you.
Well, maybe she just heard you talking about Shaka and was just like, I need to work with him.
Yeah,
just
for real.
Googling Shaka and Wiley. Yeah. I don't know.
I hope she didn't think we meant Shaka Khan.
I was going to say that.
Okay. Yeah.
She's going to be, you know, while CeCe Peniston is...
I'm going to try and go back in.
Okay, cool. Go on then.
CeCe, are you there?
Please be there.
CeCe. I feel like she is.
She is.
I can hear something.
I can hear her too. I'm getting very puzzled looks from outside. CeCe, can you hear me?
That's what I can hear. I could hear you
I
echoing.
I feel like she just put the phone down. CeCe. Oh. Sad.
Wow.
Right.
Oh, pick up the phone, baby.
Okay.
Pick
up the phone, baby. I can't believe CeCe just hung up on us. This is the worst day ever. CeCe Peniston just hung up the phone to us. Please call her back and then speak to her and say, is there a problem with your line? So like, honestly, we had some nice things about Coldplay.
Hello? Remember that guy with the phone? Hello? I bet she's on three. Shitty signal in the morning. She's on three.
I really, really
Well, I was
going to
mention that she's performing at Quaglino's in London on May the 20th.
But yeah, don't bother.
Right, let's go. CeCe, are you there?
Third time lucky? No?
She is, I can feel it.
She's there.
Third time lucky, come on. Third time's a charm, CeCe.
Oh.
No, she is.
Oh, wait, I can hear
Hello, we can hear you. I just can't hear CeCe.
We might be pocket calling someone.
I was going to say, she might have gone to the loo.
We're currently pocket calling CeCe Peniston.
Can you hear?
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
That was me.
That was her.
Oh.
That is the girl. I love this. It's all right. So we're just going to have a quick intermission. You know what? Let's just...
Come on. Are you CeCe Peniston, B?
Can you pretend? Can you pretend? Hey, girl.
Oh, my God. This is brilliant.
Can I just clarify? Are you pretending to be CeCe Peniston? And this is nonsense about you putting her through... Because this is getting if you are her, just come into the studio. Just come into the studio. Okay. Maybe try line two and see what happens if it's clearly putting ourselves through to the studio.
If you've just joined us, we're just waiting. If you just joined us, we're waiting to speak to CeCe Peniston.
Or B. We'll see who comes through on this one.
Literally.
To be fair, I've never seen CeCe Peniston and B in the same room at the same time.
CeCe, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, hey,
finally!
Hey!
Oh, it was written. Oh my days.
What's going on?
Hey
you
girl.
Don't know the half of it. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
We're doing very well. All the better for hearing you now, honestly.
Hey, yes.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that's exactly what I was going to ask you to do. Whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm actually here in Phoenix still, but I'm coming out to London. I leave tomorrow.
So you fly in tomorrow?
No, I'm playing on the 20th. I'll be at Quaglino's.
Yes, you will indeed. You excited about that?
I definitely am.
Yeah. When was the last London gig?
Let me see. I think it was probably like around last year.
Okay, so quite recently.
I've been back and forth. You know, I have to come up so I can have tea with the queen, honey.
Yes. Well, to be fair,
you know, I'm messing with you guys.
No, I don't think you are. I don't think you are. You know, you are literally finally that song is. I don't care if it's not an English song. That song is a national treasure.
I bet the queen listens to it.
I dare say that's on her Spotify playlist.
Yeah, outside man like Lizzie.
Honestly.
So when she's walking the corgis.
Yeah, because you know what was going to happen if I came up and heard that you guys didn't have it downloaded. Okay, I'm just letting you know.
I honestly reckon her and Prince Philip's eyes met over that song.
Oh my God, so true.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's the story we just need to go with. I think it is.
Especially coming up to this little wedding that we've got coming up over here. Won't bore you with that.
I know.
So, what is life like for CeCe Peniston? What are your days like? That's what I want to know.
Oh man. Busy day every single day. I swear sometime I don't get a break. I'm like, I just eat and take a break. And I just like, no. Like, I know people probably think I'm off by having off days, but I have a team of people. We started an independent label, CeCe Penny.
Brilliant.
Where we just put out a new song called Hot, and we have some other songs coming out. So we've been doing singles and licensing and, you know, traveling. I just got back from Indonesia. I was there for about a week, and I have several dates in Australia coming up in November, December. A lot of the prides are coming up, so I'm busy with that.
Yeah, because you're a huge gay icon, aren't you? Well,
oh, man, I love the LGBT. Yeah,
we love you too. Because I speak for the whole of the LGBT.
I represent.
Yes,
represent.
Thank you.
And this is what I want to know. You may have answered this question like ad nauseum, yeah? But did you know how big Finally was going to be? Like that... I want to know. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall during the studio session when you recorded the song and, you know, you were listening back to it, you know. Did you know it would blow up as big as it did and become, like, you know, one of the biggest, kind of, I'd say one of the biggest hits of all time.
Of
it's
all
just
time.
Timeless.
Yeah.
You know what? I promise you, like, I was this little kid with these little red glasses and... I was just writing poetry because I felt like nobody understood me. So I started writing poetry and songs and getting in the studio and doing shows. So when I was in the studio and I was recording it, I was like, oh, this is my first song I ever, like, really recorded that I had done, that I ever wrote, you know? Mm-hmm. So at the time you're like, no, but then, like, when it came out and I'm like, everybody, like, loves the song. They're like, they called me from the record label. They're like, you know, yeah. I said, what? Like, I was so surprised because I really didn't understand at the time how hard it is to get to that slot. And so when it came on, I was like the Five Heartbeats movie. Remember when they were in the bed and they got out the bed?
I've not seen that film.
And they were excited. That's okay. Well, they really were really excited. They were in their pajamas and stuff dancing around when the song came on. I was like, what? And so we were in the kitchen, and me and my mom had we had a big boombox at the time. You know, we had the cassette and CDs and all that time. So we were in the kitchen, and all of a sudden I heard, and I was like, Mom's on the radio. And I got all excited, you know, so we were excited. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So it would become what it is today.
Like, it's just wedding kind of playlists.
Engagement song. There must be an engagement.
Absolutely.
To get how you propose, just put that song on.
This is true.
That's all it needs.
This is true.
And you know what's crazy is that we were looking to even to, like, do some kind of greeting card. We were looking into it because we were like, you know, that song is like, we had no idea at the time, but it's so many celebrations. I was like, that would be a great thing to do, you know, to have
a greeting card.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that you kind of said, you know, without even being prompted, that you wrote the song as well, because such a huge hit is, it's nice to know that the person that sang it kind of, you know, owns it. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you. You know, sometimes it's like I'm somewhere and I hear it come on, and I'm like, dang, I'm in Switzerland or I'm in London. It'll come on the radio while I'm in the car, and I'll just kind of smile a little bit, like, oh, okay. You know, because not everybody gets one of those.
Yeah,
I feel like
absolutely.
You don't, not everybody gets that one song that transcends, so you're definitely blessed to have that.
Yeah,
so.
It's like checking your bank balance, isn't it?
Hey, every day.
Yeah. Do you know what I want to ask? Can I ask, what can we expect on the 20th? What are you bringing? What can we expect?
You know what? I'm definitely bringing live band, which is something that people don't always get to see me do.
Yeah.
And I love that because, you know, when I just do track, it's like, okay, the song is ending in 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you do live band, you can kind of do what the hell you want to do, and I like that. I like when I get the mic, and I was like, no, I think I want to do that one more time, because I'm very spontaneous on stage.
I love that.
So I'm
going
to do the songs that, I like to do the songs that people know. I might talk a little shit sometimes, just a little bit. just to have fun, because I like to have a good time. And then I'm going to do some songs, you know, there. And I'm going to do some of my own songs. So I like to mix up a mix of hits that people know and my own songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Cece, this question is, like, obviously, I've never heard a big cover of Finally. So this is kind of like a personal question, because I always wonder what people think of covers of their songs. For me, Finally is untouchable. I don't think anybody needs to do a cover, revisit it, anything. People often just butcher covers and don't do them justice. be brutally honest, if you could choose between Finally being covered and just being left alone for the rest of time, what would you choose?
It depends on how it's being bothered.
Right.
If it's for a licensing deal or for a commercial or something like that, that's different. But I feel like when it's somebody's signature song, I agree with you. Like when we were younger, they had me do Somebody Else's Die, which is one of my girl's favorite songs. You know what I'm saying? Jocelyn Brown. And so At the time, you know, I was just like, oh, I'm just doing this song. And then I was like, later, like, you know what? These people finish a song alone. That's like me doing one of Evelyn Champagne King's songs. And she's my peer. They'd be like, will you sit down somewhere? Why are you doing Show Me Love Right Now by Robin Ness?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They would be like, why are you doing her signature song? So I would say when people have a signature song, people should just let them do their signature song.
Yeah,
of course.
And it's funny you should mention adverts because it's like I think that a lot of the time adverts are the worst offenders. Over here in the UK, we've had a lot of adverts, especially for holiday companies, doing these piss poor versions of like Chaka Khan songs and these songs that like the vocal performance in it is so big that when they get this weird acoustic version or
John Lewis as well.
John Lewis.
Do a lot of the cover, Christmas cover version. Yeah, they do.
And it's pretty dire over here. And I always just think, either play the original or like you said, go sit down somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
No, but you know what? And the other flip
side, like,
they don't know.
You know what? But sometimes there's a difference too. Also, like someone does a play off a song for like a pop song. But when someone does the exact same way that you do it and plays it, there's a difference. But if it's like, I've heard someone do like a rap version with, you know, a hint of it. Like, you know who did a good job? I will definitely give it to them. And they used a sample of Finally, but you couldn't really tell.
Okay.
And in fact, I do a little piece of it in my song, in my show, Travis Scott.
Okay.
It's a song DJ Monster did called Whole Lotta Lovin'.
Yeah, I've heard that song once or twice, yeah.
Okay. When he goes, finally, banana. So they sampled Finally. Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
You didn't even know that, huh?
No.
Yeah, so y'all... Yeah.
Well, that's brilliant then, because you still get writing on that song as well.
Hey!
Sister girl.
Y'all play it for me. Y'all give me some spins, okay? Well,
we are 100% going to play Finally, maybe three or four times.
Yeah, to be fair, Cece, we play it when you're not on the show.
Definitely,
so
I love you guys.
Absolutely.
But, are you guys going to be at the show?
We definitely are. That's what we were going to lead on to. You are at Quaglino's in London on May the 20th with a live band. Tickets are still available, aren't they?
Yeah, I think definitely. I don't know how many, but hey, get yours today.
Hopefully not many, to be fair. Quaglino's in Mayfair. You're going to be there with a live band, and you are going to be performing, because you know, you've had more hits than just Finally as well. So what's the sort of set going to be like?
You know what's funny, though? When, as an artist, there are certain songs, like you will go to certain states, and like, these five songs may be popular, like Keep Giving Me Your Love or like We Got a Love Thing, Finally, Keep On Walking, I'm in the Mood. Those kind of songs like are more popular there. I can go to some place like Chicago and it'll be Searching, Not Over You, He Loves Me Too.
Right.
It's like a whole bunch of different energies, and sometimes it's hard to tell. So I try to do my research on what was popular in that particular place.
Yeah.
You know how you go on stage and you're like, oh, they don't know that song?
Yeah, next song.
I'm quick to be like, next song, let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wrap that shit up.
Absolutely. I think, that's, you know, consummate professionalism, really. Really trying to read the audience because of by their region.
You know how people try to, like, it's a new song and they'll do, like, the whole 3 minutes and... It's like you could have just cut that at 1 minute. The whole audience didn't know that song, you know?
Yeah.
I'm one of those, like, talk, I keep it so real. People laugh at me. I'm like, okay, there's no audience participation. I'll be like, you guys don't know that song? And they'll be like, no. I'll be like, next song?
More of that.
Mark that one down as an awkward moment. But listen, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to us. You're an absolute legend over here, and we can't wait to see you at Quaglino's on May the 20th. Before we play, Finally, would you do us the honour of introducing it to us, Cece?
Hey, everybody. Getting ready to put it down for you right now with a little bit of Finally, yeah.
Amazing tune.
Amazing.
I think I might remember the first time I ever heard that song. A lot of the music I had the privilege of hearing was because of my older sister. I had one sibling for a few years of my life, and she was my older sibling, obviously, and she exposed me to a lot of the music I heard, and finally by CC Peniston was definitely one of them.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the songs that I hear, they remind me of my childhood, but especially hanging around with my older sister.
It doesn't get old. It doesn't matter how many times you hear that song. You're still like, as soon as it's on, you're like, I'll hear it again. It's just so,
incredible song.
It's aged well.
Two marsupials didn't really age well, though. Two newly discovered marsupials, I should say. They are having so much sex that they die.
They are having so much sex they die.
Yeah.
But there's two of them.
Yeah, two species of them.
Oh, two species rather than two. Okay, I see. I was like, otherwise that's weird. They're having sex and then they get reincarnated and come back and die and like...
But if they're having so much sex...
They die.
It doesn't matter if they die. Hopefully they've procreated, because I'm not sure very many animals have sex just for pleasure.
No, I don't think they do. It might be just humans.
We don't know.
Foxes, don't they? Or it doesn't sound like pleasure. It sounds like pain, actually.
It does sound like they're dying. Cats are the worst.
Foxes have the spiky penis, don't they? Like a barbed wire, apparently,
I left the penis game years ago. You are definitely talking to the wrong person.
I don't know. You know when you do hear foxes and they do, and it doesn't sound like it's anything. It's just like, unless it's foxes are kinky and they're having some like...
Maybe I'm hearing foxes and just assuming it's cats.
No, I think it's generally if it's quite late at night and there's just a bizarre noise, it's foxes doing
Sometimes I think maybe I'm hearing someone get murdered and assuming it's a fox.
Oh, that's true.
That too.
They sound so... It's blood-curdling.
I think dogs do it for a bit of fun. Actually, I'm pretty sure dogs can be gay too, because I've definitely seen dogs kind of...
Not having sex for pleasure.
Oh, no.
Straight people can have sex for pleasure as well, you know.
Remember we said earlier about the lions being one of the only gay animals?
Yeah, I think dolphins...
I feel like dogs are as well, you know.
Maybe. Yeah, I think I meant in the jungle before I knew lions were in the jungle.
Right. But dogs do have sex for pleasure, I think, as well.
Okay. Is that where doggy style comes from?
It probably is, yeah.
Basically.
Two humans or two dogs fucking, or like that looks like fun.
Literally.
Two species of Antechinus. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Antechinus. Both of them sound wrong. Antechinus sounds like a disease.
Chinus. Yes.
And Antechinus sounds like a company that manufactures like stereo equipment.
Well, it could be Antechinus.
Antechinus, yeah, it could
Which
be.
Doesn't sound right either, but...
That's... Yeah, two species of a rodent-like marsupial have been placed on the endangered list because the males are killing themselves by having too much violent long sex. The species were discovered 5 years ago, and it has since been found out that they have furious sex, which can last upwards of 14 hours.
So it starts at 14 any time, but never less than 14.
Wow.
What's furious sex as well? It's angry sex. Furious sex.
Step up from angry sex.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I'm livid.
Let's have sex. Proper furrowed brows for like the whole thing.
I've never had... Sorry, not that everyone's talking about themselves, but angry sex, I don't get the concept. If I'm mad at you, I don't want it.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
It's like, get away. What are you doing?
Yeah, I see that.
I don't know if I've ever had angry sex.
Unless it's like breakup sex. Have you had breakup sex?
I don't think I've had breakup sex.
Yeah, no, but I can imagine it's quite intense.
I've listened to Post Breakup Sex by The Vaccines, and that's a really good song.
Good song.
But I don't think I can relate to it because I've never had... I think I've had post breakup sex, but I've never had breakup sex.
Yeah, well, you both know after this it's goodbye.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe having a head, like...
One of us knows this is breakup sex.
It's the last time you're going
to
get this.
I'm trying to look angry, but I'm like...
Bye, Felicia.
I know something you don't know.
Is post-breakup sex having sex with the person that you broke up with, or is it like sex with anybody post the breakup? Is it with the same person?
No,
that
with
you were
the
dating?
Person you're breaking up. I'm
so
thinking
post breakup.
You can't have had another relationship with somebody else after that person if you're having post-breakup sex with them.
Right.
If you get what I'm
saying. Okay. I see.
I agree.
Got it. Right. Okay.
And I think there's probably a threshold when it comes to the time limit. for it to be post breakup sex, because say for instance you finish it with someone, you don't have another partner, but then you see them 10 years later, is that post breakup sex?
Maybe if you haven't had a partner in 10
that's
years
sex with the ex.
No, but if you haven't, imagine if you haven't had a breakup if you haven't had a partner for 10 years and then you meet them and they are the next person that you swore, the same person.
Yeah.
No, but when you say that, do you mean like a partner or sexual relations?
Also post-breakup.
Because if you haven't had sexual relations in 10 years, you're a virgin again.
The hymen's come back.
Yeah, like literally.
It's been knocking at your door one day. Basically. You're like, oh, there it is. There's the hymen.
Yeah, they're taking your virginity.
But the builder's
again.
Been in and pull it back up. Yeah.
Post-breakup sex is with someone else makes you forget your ex.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So post-breakup
sex that makes you forget your ex. What did you expect from post-breakup sex? Fucking tune.
Big tune.
Massive tune. But anyway, let's get back to these...
Furious sexual
Antechinuses. What is the plural of Antechinus, however you pronounce this? Dr. Baker from Queensland University of Technology... That's where they discovered the Antechinus.
Course, it's the obvious place,
in a computer, maybe. Who is studying the animal.
Why?
Said both males and... Because it walked across his screen. It's just a screensaver. both males and females are highly promiscuous. The goal of males is to guard a female from other males. The goal of females is to try to have as much sex as possible. After the orgy-like sex, the male has a spike of testosterone, which in turn triggers a surge of the stress hormone cortisol, which can be poisonous for them. Yeah. If the antechinus disappears, it could have a serious knock-on effect to other species. Some plants depend on the animal for their pollination, and they could die out without the sex man animals.
Wow.
Pollination.
But they've only discovered them, what was it, a few newly discovered, and now we have to rely on them. We didn't know they existed 5 years ago.
True.
But now we
this
need
must
them.
Be how a lot of people felt when the royal family started in England. Yeah, it's like, what? So now these German people are...
Sex mad and having furious sex. But, yeah, so we're relying on them for pollination. But what happened to the pollination before 5 years ago? They didn't... I don't understand. Yeah. It's confusing to me.
Mm. They're like Instagram. What did you do? You're a model now, are you?
Who said Instagram? So Instagram says I'm a model. I must be. Oh, apparently, the animals were still alive, just not discovered.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So it's the plants that depend on the animal for pollination. Mm. So and they can die.
So we can wipe out bees, but these sex mad rodents have to stay.
Yeah, for plants to still keep going. But I just feel like it sounds like a bizarre scene. They're having orgy like sex. So they're all just. It's not like a little romantic night out with it for 14 hours of sex, probably wouldn't be. But not just the two of them, they're all going at it for 14, an orgy like tonight.
Hours.
Well, for upwards of 14 hours, never
upwards,
less than 14,
yeah.
Never 13
wow.
hours. That would be ridiculous. The male clings onto the female and won't let go.
Wow.
Oh my
Does
God.
Does it sound enticing to you if it was a human, if a human could do that?
I'm trying to think of any human that would be enticing.
No, the
for
one,
14 hours just grabbing you.
Like, I think it would be like, you know how... Like African women throw their babies on their back. You should be walking around your house cleaning, like cooking.
Could you imagine being like, I just need to go to the toilet.
Actually, what would
that's
you do?
That's multitasking.
Like literally.
Yeah, but at some
you
point
to.
You're like, I just want to have a shower by myself.
You'd be
or
in
just
the shower,
to the toilet
still going.
Or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no.
Can't sit on the toilet, babe.
And they're still at it when you're on the toilet.
Imagine. Hilarious.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Can't think of nothing worse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, intense.
That's too. They're too needy, these male anti-chinners.
They sound worse than is it bowhead whales?
Oh, yeah. Now, we talked about that a few weeks ago.
They serenade their partners for upwards...
It's 24
or
hours.
Or around 24 hours.
With, wow. No, that's not the worst part. With free-form jazz.
With free-form jazz type...
I'd be up for that.
To woo them. Well,
to woo them,
we
yeah.
felt like we'd probably last an hour with free-form jazz before I submitted and went, oh, yeah, whatever you want. Because I don't think free-form jazz... is not my favourite form of jazz.
No, it's
yeah.
not.
And imagine
it's
24
not.
Hours of it straight.
Yeah.
You haven't enticed me so much as made me submit.
Yeah, I'll just give it... Just be like, no, okay, whatever. What do you want? We'll go out on a date, fine.
Yeah, I think it would get to a point where it's invisible. You know, like when you go and hear that noise,
yeah.
And you get, yeah. I think you didn't want to hear it.
I think the whales that aren't doing the wooing just develop Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Or suddenly they've slipped in some earplugs that they don't know about.
And yeah, this like, is true.
Mm-hmm. Like a penguin, don't they just bring you a fish? Cook the fish and then you're done.
Penguins are the most romantic of all of them.
Yeah, aren't they?
Penguins have the best relationships,
yeah.
I think.
How sad.
They have the most progressive relationships. Well, it's the male that incubates the child, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah, and they bring gifts, don't they? I think it's a
yeah,
facial.
Yeah, the women go off to... Yeah, the women go off to find fish while the men huddle in extremely low temperatures, incubating the eggs.
Wow.
And then when the eggs hatch, the women know and come back and bring fish and immediately feed, regurgitate fish for the chicks.
That's amazing.
That have just hatched after being incubated.
Penguins mate for life too.
And they mate for life.
So cute.
Penguins are woke as fuck.
Aren't they? Like, yeah. I want a penguin kind of life.
I want a penguin. That's also my favourite chocolate bar. So I don't know
why. Not just the bar, you get a joke as well.
Yeah, pick
it's
up
true,
a penguin.
Yeah, you get a nice little joke, yeah.
Oh, that's really cute.
And penguins are often gay. There you go.
Loads
penguins
are
woke as fuck. Team Penguin.
Yeah.
Remember that cartoon back in the day?
Pingu.
I used to love Pingu.
Yeah.
He couldn't speak, but he was great.
He had this in unintelligible language. They didn't give him.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they gave him subtitles sometimes, didn't they?
I think they did, yeah.
Almost like, what are they called? The Minions.
Yeah. I just did an impression of Pingu with throat cancer, but by the way. I don't know if anyone
that's
heard.
Really good. Yeah, you're smoking five fags.
Here's a cute
fact.
40 fags.
That's on the B&H, the strong ones as well.
Remember Kings?
Apparently, a same-sex penguin couple are rearing a chick after it was abandoned by its parents at a zoo in Kent. Oh my god!
See what I mean? Like
even in captivity.
Yeah, they're right. Go on, penguins.
Mad ting. Mad ting.
Sad
ting. So I don't know. I don't have any advice for
Just calm
Dr.
down.
Baker.
Maybe do it for 12 hours rather than 40. Wean yourself down off this furious orgy that you're having.
I was actually going to give advice to Dr. Baker. I think he needs to get out more because I don't think these animals exist. I think they're merely screensavers. I think he's developed computer graphics that he's forgotten about.
Right.
He works for Queensland. He's a doctor from Queensland University of Technology.
Yeah.
And found an animal that looks like it's called Antechinus.
He's got... Imagine going to... You know, when you have to do this research, you have to go to a professor or something and go, like, I'd like to write a paper or do this research. They first of all go... Why are you doing a research on an animal, a rodent, like when you are in technology? What is the correlation here? I don't understand.
Do you know what I mean?
Are you seeing this marsupial next to you now? Because it doesn't, it's not
Pick
real.
Pick a struggle, bruv. Pick a struggle.
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing? Maybe they don't exist. He's just been sat in front of a screen for so long.
So long, he's just gone mental.
Seeing marsupials having furious sex around him.
Some people get a bit crazy with the internet.
That's what I'm saying. Cabbage fever.
Yeah.
He's literally going mental.
And everyone's like, Illuminati, this and that. Rihanna. I went home to Birmingham. Bless them. Bless Brummies. I love Brum. But I went to my mum's friend and she was like, do you listen to Rihanna? Don't listen to Rihanna. If you play her music backwards, playing her music backwards?
Well, the bat masking theory is still going around.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not
that's
supposed
been going around
to be played
since
backwards.
Umbrella. Have you heard the theory about Umbrella?
Oh, yeah.
That it's actually the devil's lyrics. Like, apparently Rihanna's meant to be the devil.
And who knows the devil? How do you know his bars? What are you reading?
What are we saying? There's a lot of songs like that. Black Sabbath stuff.
Yeah, of
there's
course.
A lot of. I think there's. Some, I don't think there's
the
a
thing
lot,
about Black Sabbath
stuff.
Is they probably just did that on purpose.
They probably did do it. Like they probably went. If you're listening to my song backwards, you're an idiot. So why are you doing? Yeah.
Well, I think he put a curse on their song. Do you remember Bonefuckers in Harmony? They had an album called E99 Eternal, and there is a on the back. Cover on the back of the cover CD cover there is a curse that if you read it in the mirror I think it curses your soul or something like that.
Wow.
They were very into the occult.
They
stuff
were quite
like
crazy,
innit?
Yeah,
harmony.
I remember being young and quite scared of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they had their melody.
Like, yeah, it was really sort of spooky chanting, innit?
Yeah.
First of the month, Crossroads. Like, they were very kind of...
Well, there's the Crossroads. Isn't it the Crossroads where, what's his name? Johnson, the musician, apparently sold his soul to the devil at a crossroads.
Right.
Wow. Robert Johnson, I think.
Right, yeah. See you at the Crossroads.
When you say that, I just see Blazing Squad going. Sorry, no offence, Blazing. Squad, but you messed up that song.
Oh wait, okay. Well, that's a popular opinion among you know. In fact, we actually had Marcel Somerville. On
but I like
the,
that they took the scariness out of it. They did do that.
Yeah, true. And they also, you know, actually, that song was one of those ones that arguably didn't need to be touched because Crossroads, the original version, was one of the year it came out was the most played song on American radio.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, period.
Does it need a cover?
So you
That's
don't arguably need a cover, but think, Blazing Squad needed a hit.
I don't think that Freak Me by Another Level, for
oh
me,
God. Didn't
it is good,
done.
But it didn't need to be covered.
And not even to throw shade on my ex, because we're cool now, but... Mm. Stushy with Waterfalls. Did it need to be
what?
Done?
That got done? Oh, they did do Waterfalls, didn't they?
Did it need to be done? And they sung the rap.
Hmm.
the Lisa Left Eye. You know what I mean?
Yeah, didn't
love.
Yeah.
No shade, but certain songs don't need to be done like you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, this is the thing. Yeah. It's not a personal attack.
And
on
it's
the,
not a diss,
but you just like
Blazing Squad,
I don't think that needed to happen.
You could be that's what it was. I don't know how you can improve on this song.
Yeah, Blazing and the thing Squad is, with Blazing Squad, there were like 40 of them. So who do you even blame?
Literally,
who takes the credit for covering Crossroads? Do you know? To be, and it could have been a label decision as well.
Most see, this is the thing about labels. Yeah, they push a lot of artists. They think let's get a hit.
Yeah, absolutely. But big up Marcel, actually, man, because
is that Rocky B?
Yes, that is.
Imagine, I love him, but back in the day, okay, so I used to box, and my name was Rocky Balboa. So growing up, my name was Rocky B.
Yeah,
I was Rocky B, and then he came out, so I had to change my name. I was very upset about that. I was R.C. for a while, R. Diesel.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a BAFTA now, hasn't he?
He has, yeah, for Love Island.
Do you know what? He's such a nice guy. He is who he was on Love Island. Yeah,
yeah, absolute gent. Speaking of gents, we've got a gent and an OG coming through. Next, we're going to play a song and then we're going to get into a chat with the one and only Frisco. It's FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. Sexy bitches sexing. Yeah. I just walked in, stepped up, dressed up, brushed off, quickly stepped in. Get that sexy chick to Nika, yes, that's when she met him. Jeez. Bunning that loud. Run with that cloud. Niggas talk breezy, running that down. Yeah. Come with that foul play, man's done in that now. Man of all gigs is children, they run with that style. Shammer bro Drake, the niggas run with that owl. You try run up that growl, run up and plow. I got niggas that's willy and greasy, gully and vow. Niggas talk beef, man, running that cow. Come with that wild, wild. Come with that wild, wow. Talk about that ring, ring trap shit. I'm the number that dials. I'm a brother that smiles. Cover that ground. Nigga, that's big. Cover that pound. Like when I say so.
Say so.
Back for the pesos.
Yeah.
Black for the a-holes. I won't even talk about fees, but it's mine for the stage show. Sicker with a gift. Slicker with a wrist. Please don't get niggas in a twist. Gorillas in a mist. Nigga, you a snitch. Brought bitch. Niggas in a ditch. Give a little bit, small, tiny, give a little bit,
little bits.
I got niggas in the field, riding this bitch, nigga, you a witch.
Yeah.
Who the fuck you think you're talking to? Skinny little prick,
little prick.
Nigga bangin' whipping the excursions, swinging in the whip.
Beef freaks.
Swinging in the whip. Beat Freaks featuring Giggs. One OG to another. We got Frisco in the building.
Yeah.
Always a round of applause for our guests, especially one of your stature, man. It's an absolute pleasure to have you in.
Pleasure to be here, man.
Only took me like, 2.5 years of broadcasting?
We got there.
No, you're an absolute legend in this. You just dropped Back to the Lab Volume 5.
Yeah.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it, right now? Because not only are you a integral figure in the boy, but in the world famous Boy Better Know crew, you are the founder of The Den, which is going from strength to strength. And just generally an OG in British music.
Thank you, man. I respect that view and opinion, and very appreciative.
So, what's summer like? Because I always think of summer when people are having good years. When people are having good years, you're like, all right, what's summer saying?
Yeah, summer's going to be a busy one. Just working, really, man. Yeah. Just working shows and that, trying to do more of the den abroad.
Yeah, the because you that, just yeah. came back from...
Jeez.
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria, that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
East, yeah, so, you're going out to further east in Europe.
Yeah, yeah, we're trying to take it all over Europe at the moment. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Do a little European tour, so that's the next move for the den.
Mm-hmm.
And for summer, you'll see us in popping up in different places like Paris,
yeah.
Stuttgart, mm-hmm. Munich, mm-hmm. Sweden, like Stockholm, Gothenburg, all those yeah, places yeah. there. Yeah,
and with regards to like. Back to the Lab Volume 5. Has it been a conscious decision for a while to release it this year, or is that just the way things happen when you're spinning so many different plates?
Yeah, it's just the way it panned out. I first mentioned it last year, and I was going to drop it towards the end of last year, but then I thought, you know, I didn't want to rush it. And it wasn't sounding how I needed it to sound at that time. So I just said, yeah, let me hold off until next year and drop it. It went from me dropping it in January, then to February. Then I said, all right, cool. I'm not going to do it in February. I'm going to drop it in March.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure I've got everything patterned for when for the release. So I don't... You know, the worst thing's putting something out and then when you drop it, something goes wrong or whatever. So you got to give yourself time for... those type of things, you know what I'm saying?
I've had the sort of a privilege of seeing quite briefly how we've hung out in the studio once or twice.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can tell you're a perfectionist, so it doesn't surprise me when you say, you know, when you can. I think it takes a special kind of artist to admit when they don't think something sounds right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you know a lot of the time there is this kind of, I don't know, with this kind of frail masculinity sometimes they're a lot of people think that everything they do is perfect. It's,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, 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 yeah. I was just saying that earlier on in the interview as well, that sometimes you have to know, like there's a song on Back to Lab 5 called ICU with P-Money and Wiley and Prezzy. I was saying that the chorus for that song, even though it had the sample in it, for the life of me, I couldn't find the chorus for it.
Right.
I couldn't, even though it had the chorus, had the sample there,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't fit in the pocket. I tried about 3 different choruses. Mm. None of them sounded how I wanted it to sound.
Mm.
P-Money came and done that. And as basic as it sounds, it was perfect. And I would never have thought to do that.
Right.
Do you get what I mean? Uh-huh. So like what you're saying, you have to know when, right, this might not be for me. I might have to get someone else to do this. Or, you get what I'm saying? If you've got a lyric and you hear it and it doesn't sit 100% with you, mm-hmm. then take it off.
Mm. Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
That was actually going to be my next question as well.
Yeah.
And how do you prepare for putting out a project? Do you kind of have studio times and you say, okay, I'm going to write a song? Or does it just happen? Are you go with the flow creatively or do you plan? Or are you both?
Yeah, I just kind of go with the flow. But like, if I'm in project mode, where I know that I'm in the mode of making a project, it will be based off of the beats. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then because if I'm working with a producer, then we'll just make from scratch and build the vibe that way. And if it's a scenario where I'm writing off of a beat that you've sent me, then I always know when I'm going to record over a song, because like maybe out of the first 3 to 5 seconds I know if I'm going to like the song.
Yeah, of course.
Sick.
And then when the song drops, you say, right, yeah, this one. You always know, like, as soon as you hear a tune,
mm-hmm.
This is, I want this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have to have that feeling every time with a beat. If mm-hmm. I can't, like with the intro, when I come through, I recorded that like 3 times, bro, on different beats.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was like 85%, then it was like 93%.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. The one before that, the one that the final one, I was nearly gonna drop that, and then I was still like, nah. I was playing it to people and they were like, nah, this is good, man. I'm like, nah, I don't want good though. Do you get what I'm saying? And then the last beat I got, I said, right, this is the one.
Yeah.
Straight away when I heard it, you get what I'm saying?
That's
and it. Then everyone else that I played it to said, no, you're right, yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, bro, shut up, man, you told me that one. You get me? So So yeah,
proof that you literally can't trust anyone.
Yeah,
no, go with your gut. You have to go with your gut.
As an artist, you have to go with your gut. But at the same time, it's good to take opinions from people that are not even in the music. They don't know what a 16 or 32 means.
Mm.
They just know if they like this or not.
Yeah, yeah.
I always play my music to my friends like that are not in the music. They can give me an unfiltered opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I think, go with your gut, I suppose. I mean, even if you do get their opinion, respect it. Yeah, but do what feels right to you this year.
Yeah, definitely.
You've toured, obviously, you know, the world's been kind of opened up to you. And you've not only toured as a solo artist or, you know, been places with Boy Better Know, but you've also toured with Chase and Status as well, haven't
you?
How does that vary? You know, what kind of are there distinct experiences that you have when on tour with, you know, an act like Chase and Status versus as a solo artist or Boy Better Know?
Yeah, because it's more work. You've got to work harder.
Mm.
The crowd's not directly come to see you.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So some of them might not even know who you are.
Mm.
Some of them will know who you are, but all right, cool. Chase and Status, that's who we've come to see. So you got to make them realize, hold on, this, you get what I'm saying? Like the people that know you, they know you already, innit?
Yeah.
So that's what I had on my side. I had like fans that heard I was on the tour and came. So, but that'd be the main difference from my own tour or touring with Boy Better Know or touring with Skep. Like you come out and do your main songs, everyone's gonna go mad, or people are gonna they're gonna know the music, they're gonna know you. Whereas with Chase and Status, they knew me, but like I said, I weren't the main act.
Mm.
Even though I came out with Chase and Status and performed Funny with them on their set,
yeah.
At the same
time, we used to rinse that.
Trust me, that was my tune. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it was cool though. It was a good experience.
Mm-hmm. And how did the partnership between you and Chase and Status come about, the collaborations, the touring, the relationship in general?
It started from Funny when we done Funny. Saul from Chase and Status just hollered at me. He just got at me and said, "Yo, I want to work."
Yeah,
like, I'm a fan. So I said, "All right, yeah, cool, man." Like I always wanted to work with Chase and Status anyway.
Yeah,
but it was just a thing where we'd never come into contact or had any mutual people that would, you know what I mean?
Of course.
But then after the culture clash, it was like, it was a bit weird. If I be honest, it was a bit weird between both camps.
Really?
Yeah, not for anyone individually,
but
it was just the whole vibe of the culture clash and how it went and how we felt after and everything. So it was a bit weird for a little while. So
it was fiercely competed, to be fair. And that's how sound clashes are in there.
Yeah.
Jamaican ones, ninja man in there. It is what it is.
Yeah. So then obviously we linked up after that and, you know, kind of, it was a thing where, actually, to tell you the truth, the first time we linked up, we done studio to do Funny. We just spoke for like maybe 3 hours straight. We were just in the studio vibes and we didn't do nothing, no music.
Yeah. Do you think that's important?
It's important because
I think it's vital.
Because there's a lot of things that they could have had on their chest that they wanted to, and same with me as well. And then obviously things that they might have had misconstrued, like they might have had things taken, they might have taken certain things a different way. It's a chance to iron out everything.
Yeah.
And then from the next studio session after that, we got Funny. So, yeah, man, it was that was a very organic link up.
Yeah. I remember. One time, Saul is the shorter one, right, with the curly hair.
Yeah.
I remember years and years ago. I don't know if you remember when I think it was when Tiny Temper first played Wireless. I think it was when Pass Out. It was the year Pass Out came out.
Okay.
So Tiny was on this massive rise, and he had this party with Ray-Ban. And I got invited somehow. I've no idea how I ended up on the guest list. But
come on, bruv, you're you, bruv.
No, but this was literally so long ago that I swear to God I did not know that people were aware of me in that way. So I'm thinking, cool, I'm at this shubs, but it's in Cavendish Square, innit?
Yeah,
so obviously it's upmarket. These times I'm brass, like My name's getting about a little bit, but my pocket it don't match, innit? Yeah. So I'm in the shubs and I've timed it perfectly. I get there when the bar's still open. So I'm having a couple of drinks, I go to the toilet. But I'm wearing a straw like fedora. It was summer.
Yeah.
So I'm in the in fact when I come in I was wearing this fedora and this bouncer was like no hats. And then I remember this dude come walking past me and he's wearing a hat similar to mine. And the bouncer says to him, "Oh, no hats, I'm afraid." He's like, "A Jewish boy needs this hat." And the guy, the bouncer literally just didn't know what to do. So he just let him in. I was like, fuck, man. I could have been a black Jew just for tonight. And then, we were at the same urinal in the toilet about 5 minutes after. So then I looked at him and he gave me a smile, like knowing that I'd had my hat removed and he hadn't. And he was like, "Yeah, you got asked him." And I was thinking, this guy's a fucking G. A week later, I'm at Lovebox. Jason Status come at. It's only fucking Jason from Jason Status that's walked on. I'm like, that guy's okay. A G. That guy's. That was the first time I ever met Saul from Chasing States. The guy's an absolute hustler. We don't have that much time left, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to introduce. We're going to play one of the songs from Back to the Lab Volume 5, and it would be an honour if you could introduce it for us.
The next song is God Forgive Me.
Yep.
Yes.
God Forgive Me featuring Tiggs the Author, produced by Show and Prove. Check the video out. It's out now, online, everywhere. Back to Lab 5, out now. Get that.
Grew up in a manor, when I hit on my plate. All I see is gunpowder, and it's hard to get away. My daddy's on the run, and my role model's in jail. I feel like I'm the only angel in here.
Oh, God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night. God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night. God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night. God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night.
Lord, forgive me. I wanna live good for my pitney, but it's like Satan still trying to fuck with me. Young black with peace to them, that's risky. Miss me with the fam, I can't see you again. It's like them, man, I'm moving funny. Man, I'm gonna always start saying shit like that when they see that you're getting money. But cool, I feel like I'm in my prime. You cheap, you're only bad online. God, forgive me if I rise up. I think I make an MC say what I go on to the nine. Violate, I annihilate on sight. Boy, them on the left, man, gotta go right. Word to Skeppy, I bang like Becky, but God, forgive me for bust my nine.
Grew up in a manor. When I hit now on my plate, all I see is gunpowder, and it's hard to get away. My daddy's on the run, and my role model's in jail. I feel like I'm the only angel in here.
Oh, God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night. God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night. God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night. God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night.
Please forgive me for all of the lies I told, all the drugs I sold. I'm just out here making a change while making change, trying to break the mold. I suppose it's mad, I must sound like a hypocrite, cause as soon as one of these pagans start, I'm always ready to finish it. That's a grave there, keep on digging it. Anyway, back on my trippy shit, feel so alive, same time still killing it. Might do a cypher, just for the love of it. Kill a MC, just for the fun of it. You can get some of it, they don't want none of it. Slightly, I must have the wickedest styly. Badding up a MC wouldn't be the first time, but God forgive me if I bust my nine.
God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night. God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night. God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night. God forgive me. God forgive me for past my night.
Grew up in a manor, when I hit on my plate. All I see is gunpowder, and it's hard to get away. My daddy's on the run, and my role model's in jail. I feel like I'm the only angel in hell.
That's God Forgive Me by Frisco featuring Tiggs the Author. And we've got Frisco in now as our special guest. We've had Tiggs the Author in as well. Almost, must be coming up to a couple of years ago now, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Tiggs, man. All right, we haven't got much long left. We've got like 5 minutes of the show. Then Callum McSwiggan is up next. I'm not going to test you on the guest because we don't have time, because I want to play this game.
Okay,
I want to play
this game. So, Frisco, we do always try and have a game when the guest comes in. You're no exception. So we're going to have... So what I know, you are part of Boy Better Know, But I do want to know how much this boy knows. I've done it some questions for like a pub quiz, but because we're running short of time, rather than write it down, I think I'm going to have a shout out.
Okay,
but let's play this.
Boy Better Know with Michael Payne, Roxanne Frisco on Foo Bar Radio.
Boy Better Know.
Yeah, okay. Okay, question one. This is like in a pub quiz style, but I assume you'll know it because you better know it. All right, the tallest mountain. Now, I'm going to ask Frisco first because he is the boy.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. All right, the tallest mountain in the solar system is on what planet? A, Venus. B, Mars. C, Uranus.
The tallest mountain in the solar system.
Can I just put Michael Payne just laugh because I said Uranus as well. So okay. The tallest mountain in the solar system is on what planet? Venus, Mars, or Uranus? Stop laughing.
Sorry. You didn't have to pick that. There were other planets there.
Mars.
Yes, boy knows. Boy knows. Yes.
I'm assuming because Mars is the biggest planet out of those three. So.
All right.
Bit of common sense.
Let's go for this one. What sea creature has three hearts? Octopus, catfish,
I know this one.
Or seahorse?
I know this one.
Octopus.
Oh my God. Okay, the England World Cup squad has just been announced. Who is the most capped player in the squad? Harry Kane, Gary Cahill, Jordan Henderson.
Gary Cahill.
Wow.
Yes.
What film character has been played by Christopher Lee, Gerard Butler and Adam Sandler? Is it Satan, Dracula or Wolfman?
Say the names again.
Okay. Satan. Who played them?
Yeah.
Okay. It's by Christopher Lee, Gerard Butler and Adam Sandler. Satan, Dracula or Wolfman?
Oh, I definitely don't know this one. This
Have
one's
a guess.
Satan, Dracula or Wolfman?
Yeah.
I think I know.
Yeah, Christopher Lee particularly was well known for this character.
Dracula?
Yes. What is the main ingredient in a porn star martini? Dark rum, gin or vanilla vodka?
Dark rum. It's not dark rum.
That's right.
Vanilla vodka. So in a porn star martini?
Yeah. Is it gin or vanilla vodka?
Go. Gin? Vanilla vodka.
You're right, vanilla
vodka.
Yes, keep going.
Yeah.
And finally, for a full set, how tall was the world's tallest giraffe? 12 foot, 15 foot or 20 foot?
12 foot.
15 foot? Well, you're mulling that and that's not right. So you didn't, that wasn't your final answer. So I know you're right. You're right, it wasn't 15 foot. Was it 12 foot or 20 foot?
12
or 20?
20, I'd say 20.
It's official, boy knows.
Yes. Boy knows.
Ask anymore.
You do know.
Boy knows. Boy, oh my God.
What a way to end the show.
This is what we do on FUBAR, you know? Yeah. We prove theories.
We test it.
Incredible. Incredible. Incredible.
I'm not having this.
You know, we're pushing the culture forward. You know?
Yeah.
Thank you, Nat.
No, it would have been BDK. Boy, don't know if we'd have to be.
Boy, don't know. Boy, didn't know.
You've just done a service to the world.
That's a bomb.
Honestly. Congratulations.
You're giving people ideas now.
Congratulations, Frisco. Thanks for joining us as our special guest. Thank you so much to the lovely Roxanne for joining me as my special guest.
Yeah, big up, Roxanne, man.
Thanks always to Natalie for joining me as my co-host. Next up's Callum McSwiggan. I've been Michael Payne. Wednesday, 4 till 6 next week is FUBAR Radio. Let's go.
If you think that I'm made,
if you think that I'm made,
wait till niggas really make it,
wait till niggas really make it.
If you think that I'm paid,
if you think that I'm paid,
wait till I start really kicking.
Hey,
hola. Tell the plug to meet me at the CVS on Sunset. I get two O's of the OG for the fee he give his homie. Johnny Rockstar got a mansion and a Bentley. He ain't know me, but he threw my ass a OG like a box of Rice Aroni. I be smoking. Bitch, I got them bands, but ho, I want the meals. I can't stand when I'm on Zan, but still I hunt for pills.